I mean, look, this is all I'm saying. I'm saying that if you're asked to be on the show, your response always should just be yes. That's it. Not like, how come?
Like in Ghostbusters?
Or, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Someone asked, if you're a god, you say yes. That's exactly it. That's exactly it, guys. But, you know, what do I know? I'm only here most of the time.
Hey, man, who needs a reason? Let's do it. Listen,
the only thing we have right now are reasons why you can't be on this show.
Sure as a hell of a lot of them.
That's the only thing.
Here we have the same issue as before.
Oh, what was that?
Sorry, I'm trying to get my shit together.
Brink's first day on the job here.
Fucking having trouble, man.
I think Brink's trying to find if something clever to put in his answering machine. You gotta leave your name. You gotta leave your number. Wait for the beep.
I like you have a Woody in your detolf back there.
So let's just say there was a fire sale over the past couple 3 weeks, and it's better than it being empty.
I guess so.
I really wish Woody could stand. I've got him in a nice little prop there that I stole from my daughter to stand him up, but it doesn't quite fit in the detolf.
You just ran into your son's room. You're like, quick, give me this and this.
Actually, Woody is in my bedroom because my daughter has made my son scared of Woody.
Is that the one, it's got the pull cord on it, right?
That's not the super high dollar replica one, but it's like
the one where like if you push on like his obliques, like his abs and stuff, he'll laugh, like you can kind of tickle him a little bit.
No, it's just got the pull string.
Let me tell you a story about Woody. Wait.
Real quick, I was like, Brian, Chris, you want your daughter to be afraid of Woody? Is that how that works?
Exactly.
Is your son doing you a favor?
It keeps everybody honest.
So one night, you know, we probably still have it somewhere, but we have one. It's like you've got the ripcord, but then also you can kind of push in on the sides like this, you know, and it'll laugh, you know, like you're kind of tickling him and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So one night I just hear this noise and I'm like, what the fuck is this noise? And it's this fucking thing just laughing. The middle of the night, just fucking like, what the fuck is going on? Laughing. It was creepy.
So I bet the batteries had just gotten almost dead, and a lot of that stuff has like a. That's basically it's changed my batteries. I actually have an interesting story along those lines. We had an earthquake here in Alabama probably 10 years ago. I mean, it was not a California earthquake, but it rattled windows and rattled furniture.
Just a truck driving on the street.
No, it was like a 3-point something.
The earth is moving. Grab the
garbage pickup day.
Hold the plates.
Plates, what are those? You mean them paper things we eat off of? Mama calls them newspaper. So my parents actually felt it more than I did, which is funny because we only live about a mile apart from each other. But everything shook, and then they heard, wee, again. Could not figure out what it was, and it said it again, and then my dad realized the Furby that had been hidden on top of one of their cabinets for about 10 years had fallen and woken up and scared the shit out of them by saying, wee, again. So, anywho, I guess we could start the show. What's up, party people? Welcome to Enter the Realm, episode 88, the Roma Collectors video podcast. Joining me tonight is the Fantastic Four, a very short-handed Jackal squad. Let's see, J-Ruz, Victory Saber.
That's it.
Yeah, couldn't be here tonight. Dan won't be here for the foreseeable future. So here we are, the Fantastic Four here. Going across the bottom of my Google Hangout screen, coming up first, is the Brinkalizer, Brian Brink.
All right. If we're the Fantastic Four, I call Human Torch.
Shit. Which one, though?
The one that flies.
Okay. Are you comic? Are you comic Human Torch? Movie Human Torch?
He's from the new movie. He wants
new movie Human
Torch. The new movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Racing your car and,
All Can right. I tell you I've never seen that movie?
No.
No.
Was he a race car driver?
Oh, man.
I saw the movie, but I don't remember that he was ever into racing cars.
Yeah, I don't know. He was trying to be like a Fast and Furious type, and he failed miserably.
What's the name of that new movie? The Fault of the Furious, or something like
fate.
That.
It's Fate.
The Fate, rhymes, that's right.
Because it rhymes with eight, because it's the eighth one. Eight, Fate, get it?
Do they rhyme seven with the thing, too, or is that just something?
No, it was just Furious. It's Furious Seven. Or Set Fast, so I don't know, either way. Speaking of fast, the Liquidator himself, Jabotron, a.k.a. Jisk.
Yo, what's happening? It's not going that fast, but we'll talk about that coming up.
Oh, yeah. All right. Next up is the man who's got the fanciest dancing shoes in the ROC, Mr. Wedding Bells himself, Dust Mites.
Fucking shoes killed me, murdered me.
It looked really nice though, man. You look like
great. It looked great. Yeah.
Like you could make somebody an offer.
2 hours in. Wow. Oh, man. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Enter the Realm. You know, I just spent almost five and a half, six hours in a car getting back from Long Island, and I happened to make it here. So.
The Long Island iced tea.
Yeah, just saying.
I know you think Jay Ruse. I know he's at a meeting, but you do it from a hotel all the time. But that guy couldn't do it from a hotel. It's the same time zone.
Yep. The meeting's still going.
That's what they said.
I've been to the kind of things he's at before, and I'm sure he would much rather be with us.
Yeah, I know. He's probably had something to do afterwards.
Oh, those things are torturous, man.
I said in the chat, I don't believe you. I want to see you take a selfie next to the Welcome to Connecticut sign.
Well, we didn't get that, but we did something that looked like confirmation.
Oh, that shit was funny, though.
That was hilarious. Dust is quick with the Pixar in the car.
I was in a car. I had nothing to do. I'm stuck with my fucking family, and they're arguing and screaming and yelling. Oh, man. I'm here.
Makes you miss it all, doesn't it? All right, my name's Chris. I'll be taking you on this fantastic voyage tonight. I think we'll go one more again down the line here for a little segment I like to call What'd You Get? Brian Brink, what'd you get?
I got a couple things this week. I got the upgrade kit for Carnifex. So I got some Breastmasters. Lovely. And I got a little of a Jisk's sloppy seconds here.
Oh yeah, try to forget.
I now own an X-Transbots boost or hatch.
Is that the one that came from the Pinkerton collection?
That is the one that came from the
Pinkerton. So let me tell you the lineage of this vehicle. was won in a raffle, no, in a giveaway from Hung to Tyler L, who sold it to Brave, who sold it to me. Who sold it to Jabo? Who sold it to you?
But I will say this. I never transformed it.
Nor did I. No, did it come like that?
It comes in car mode.
You gave it to me in car mode.
Are you sure? No, then that's not.
No. I'm sorry. I transformed it one time because you gave it to me in bot mode, and I put it into car mode to get it in the box.
So funny story.
And it stayed like that ever since.
I bought it from Mickey, and I was supposed to meet him. I was going to Atlanta for a work thing on a Sunday. I drove over on Sunday to be there first thing Monday. He was supposed to meet me again. He couldn't meet me, but he was going to be by my hotel. I said, just go in there, leave him this box, tell him I'm supposed to be there tonight. So I get there, and they give me I'm supposed to have a box. They're like, yeah, they give me a box to get to the room. I'm like, cool, I got to mess with these figures. So I open the box, and I pull out the two boxes. I'm like, oh, okay. Oh, there's something. Oh, he threw something else in. That's cool. And I opened it up, and there's the fucking robot mode.
He didn't even want to transform it back. He didn't
want to transform it back, no.
He was just like,
fuck. So how many of you can name the lineage of a figure that you have in your collection that you bought secondhand?
Wow. Had I known it went through all those people, I would have charged you more for it.
all those hands. Now you just need Bobby to touch it. And it
all those celebrity hands.
That's celebrity hands. It's definitely been a cool table piece.
Yep, that's cool. I'm cool with stuff like that.
What else you got there, Brian?
That is it. That is all.
He's all mad. Now he's going to be like, I want my money back.
Damn it. I had something for sale recently, and somebody asked me about is it complete or is it loose, or is it sealed or is it loose? I said, well, it's not loose; it's in the box, and but it's, you know, I had it on display. He's like, I don't buy toys that are open. I don't want to know that some other dude had his dick whackers on my collectibles.
Yeah, well, considering how many hands this thing's. I was going to say, considering how many hands this thing's passed through, I'll be sure to wash my hands before I scratch myself.
I could see a new fad in, like, the cafe. Is it for one person owned?
Yes.
Most, you know? Yeah. How many people owned this beforehand?
Bot facts.
We yes. Bot facts.
I mean, I will say that.
Who owned it before you? Because I want to make sure he's not a scalper.
Has this figure had any stress marks, repairs, third-party add-on kits?
It was fine when I gave it to you.
I think I just came up with my new business.
That's it. Get started.
I didn't realize that Brink paid me. I was just like, oh, just pay me whatever, man.
I sold something to somebody this week.
Brian's like, I didn't pay you.
He paid me. I seen it come through.
All right. Jay Botron.
Yo, it should be, what did I get rid of? But actually, I did get some stuff, believe it or not. I got Rogue One. It came out, you know, I buy everything digitally, so I got the digital version of that. And, man, I liked that movie when it came out, but for some reason, man, I really like it now. I don't know what it is, but it was just fucking good. It's a good movie. And I got a box of parts from Fans Toys, believe it or not.
Woo-hoo. Wow.
Yeah. It took a little bit of time.
But, what did you need it for?
Oh yeah, I bought that soar that, you know, was broken.
Oh, okay.
And I just hit up Fans Toys and I was like, "Hey, look, you know, I didn't explain like I bought it. I was just like, look, I have a broken soar. Here's what's broken on it. You know, I don't mind paying for the pieces." And they were like, "Send us $15." And I was like, "All right, cool."
And they were like, "Hold on a minute. Give me the serial number on the back of the box. We got to run a bot fax.
Botfax.com. Yeah. I better buy that URL."
I sold it, but they were just like, "Yeah." I mean, I didn't even know if they were going to, you know. And I was like, "Man, I'm just gonna hit them up. I needed the red clips, you know, for the other one that I had and sold, and so." I was like, look, I need these, and this is what I need. They're like, yeah, it's $15. I'm like, it's fucking sold. Here you go.
That wasn't too long. It wasn't too long ago you got that, so that wasn't that bad.
It's been about 2 months. It's not terribly long.
Yeah.
Damn it. Somebody already owns toyfacts.com.
But
it's not in English, but
toy facts.
Yeah.
Toy hacks. And then you know, I'm selling my doubles for anybody that doesn't know. So I have sold quite a few of them.
The king is dead.
You know, man, it is kind of like, I don't know, it's bittersweet. But I will say, though, believe it or not, it's the best I've felt about my collection in a long time. But I think just because I'm finally putting hands on stuff, mm-hmm. I do have to say that there is something to be said about actually, you know, transforming these figures every now and again or messing with them and like, I hadn't done that in a long time, especially buying doubles. I never had to touch them. So I am getting some enjoyment back out of it, which is cool. That's worth it.
The funny thing is you're so close. You're so close to having doubles of at least season one, season two, right?
It was a lot to go.
No, I mean, hold on, because I still have the list here. To get doubles, I mean, honestly, yeah, to get doubles of everything that I needed, I was about 40 bots away.
Oh.
But that's including the combiners.
Yeah.
So that's not terrible.
So your description, that's
20 grand, but it's not terrible.
Description of how you've been enjoying your collection reminded me of a guy who owned a strip club.
And he just stopped. He started hating titties until he left the strip club, and then he loved titties again.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd have that problem, but
well, it wasn't quite that. It was that, you know, he didn't ever touch the collection. And then one day, right before he went to jail. So,
anyways. Paul C. said Rogue once. No, it's like Rogue three times for me. It's pretty good.
I saw it twice in the theater, and I will probably buy the hard copy.
Yeah, I liked it. I really enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it even more the second time.
And I hate everything.
I know.
Some things about it that I noticed that I like less, but for the most part, I enjoyed it more.
Yeah.
How much do you like the I'm one with the force is with me or whatever part? Do you just fast forward to that part?
No, I mean, you know, that's bothered me from the time being too, but the jump, but I don't know. I just overlook that now. Like that for whatever reason doesn't like
They had to put it in there somewhere. Something Force. Something Jedi had to be in there.
I know, my wife laughed because my wife watched it with me, and she's like, well, this guy has the Force, right? And I'm like, they never really say. I said, but, you know, and then I kind of, you know, I said something about, I was explaining it to her that he's Force sensitive, and she just was like, look, just fucking stop talking.
Taylor, I got a couple books. I got a couple novels I need you to read. If you're gonna
she's like,
this conversation's done.
Yeah, she's like, I'm done.
That's it.
All right.
But it's surprising so she still finished the movie.
I'll only put up with so much of your shit, Jordan. Yeah. Now it's over.
She was like, listen, I don't even think she calls me Jordan. You don't want to know what she calls me, but.
Tater salad? I don't know.
Taters. She calls me Big Soup. No, I'm just kidding. all right. That's all.
Okay.
But anyway, I'm selling my doubles real fast. Sorry. Selling doubles. Get at me if you're interested in some stuff. I've got quite a few things.
You haven't posted any of the
Realm of,
I haven't posted.
The Realm of Collectors does not condone Jisk's activities, but no. please buy his shit either way.
I haven't posted anything to the group. This has just been from people hitting me up, but I am thinking about doing a live auction on some of these figures, either on it'll probably be on Facebook. So maybe we'll do one on the show. Maybe next Monday we'll live auction a piece off.
Should do that. Let's plan to do that. But you want to tell
that amount? I mean, I'll figure that I'll go like.
And listen, guys, if this goes over well, I've actually been pondering an entire show of nothing but live auctioning for figures. People tell us what they got, and we just do the live auction and sign the waiver, and we're good to go.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, you have to pre-register your YouTube handle or something like that.
That's right. So no representation is made that the quality of Transformers sales be provided by Realm of Collectors is greater than the quality of Transformers sales provided by other groups. Somebody listened to a lot of radio in the 90s. All right, yeah. So moving right down the line, other than sore dancing feet, dust mites, what'd you get?
Whoa, what's up? Actually, I have some stuff at the post office, which I wasn't able to get to because I was in 6 hours of traffic, so that was a whompers.
I actually have something to mail you.
Yeah, I got some. And but I did get one thing that was fantastic this weekend. I got a new brother. What's that?
Is he a nerd?
Brothers don't shake hands. Brothers hug.
Oh, we've been hugging it out for a while.
Hey, is he a nerd?
He's not really like us nerdy, but you know, he has his things he likes. He's a big, he's a beer connoisseur, like craft beer, stuff like that. He likes old vinyl and music, very big into music. And
does he have a list? Does he have a beer list?
To keep a
list? Does he have a beer list? Does he keep a list of all the beers that he's tried?
I'm probably in his mind. He knows.
Okay. In his mind. Okay.
So shout out to D&J. Congratulations and welcome to the family, brother. It was a beautiful event. Unbelievable. Ooh.
What up, Jeff?
So, other than that, nothing. That's it.
Was he like a deer in headlights? Like, what did I just get into?
Nah, man, he was mad cool. He was cool as a cucumber, man.
Actually, Dust, you did get something, but you just don't have it yet. The weekend before last, I worked. Kelly and actually my son Mason and I worked the Crashbox booth at our local pop culture expo. Had a really good time and a lot of good people. Spread the good word of the ROC to some folks. Talked about Crashbox a lot. Got some good business. Met Joey Fatone, super cool dude. He bought my Rogun from me. Anybody remembers the Rogun I had in JCC?
You should have said to him you'd give him a deal if he would have sang you a song.
Actually, I didn't get a picture with him, and the reason I didn't is because he was charging for pictures in his booth. But I was talking to the promoter who I'm friends with afterwards, and he's like, did you get a picture? I said, no. I said, I didn't want to ask. He's like, man, he's taking pictures with everybody. Well, that sucks. But Chris Claremont was there.
Nice.
Some of you guys might have heard of Chris Claremont. So, I know you're a big Chris Claremont fan. And obviously you couldn't get to Huntsville, but I did get you a copy of X-Men 138.
No way.
Autographed by Mr. Claremont.
Oh, fucking awesome, man.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
You know what's funny? I bought this from a dealer friend of mine, and I'm like, it's got this great space right here where he could autograph it. Nope. He goes right across. And I asked him to do, he's like, nah, we sign across X-Men.
Thank you very much. That's awesome, brother.
I've been meaning to ship it to you for 2 weeks. But funny story, I you know, you get 38, 40 seconds to shoot the shit with these guys, and you're standing in line. Super, super chill dude. I mean, he's just, you know, shooting the breeze with everybody, not, you know, just very, very relaxed with everybody. And I said, hey, I was watching Days of Future Past last night. He's like, yeah, I watched that recently. I said, what do you think about it? He said, what do I think about it? I'm in it. And I didn't realize that. He's one of the senators in it. I said, well, hell, I didn't. I have to pay attention next time. He said, yeah, what's funny is I make more money off the reruns of that than I do after I do from making the damn characters up.
Yeah, man, these poor guys, they don't get shit. They didn't get
shit. Probably got paid some hourly wage.
Yeah, well, I mean, they don't get any sort of royalties or anything off of that. That's why he's probably out, you know, selling his
stuff to do that. That was the whole big revolution with Image.
Oh, for sure.
You know?
Yeah, super, super cool guy, man. And it was funny. Yeah. I was like trying to walk away, you know, because all these people were lying, and he just kept on chatting me up. I'm like, man, I wish I'd.
Thank you, Chris. I really appreciate it.
No problem, man. I've been meaning to send it to you, but you have that coming.
I would cry, but I've cried so much this weekend. I'm out of tears.
The well is dry.
I was a balling motherfucker, man. I didn't even see her coming down the aisle yet, and I started. I started. Boom. It was done. The vows, everything. Wow. Enough of the wedding, but it was fantastic.
I hope they got that on video.
This I'm sure, sir.
Like when dust cracks.
Well, you know, I still kept that hard look. I kept my look. I kept my composure. It was just red, watery, and tears all over my face. Oh, and man. Then Steele sees me, and then Steele started crying, and then my sister's crying. And this is my baby sister, man. She's been through so much in her life, and I'm so happy for her.
Yeah, that's cool. Congrats. Yeah, congrats to you and your family, man. That's awesome.
And I'm sorry for the IG spamming of the wedding, but
no, it's fun, dude.
Hey, that's fine.
It's a good time.
It was nice. That was nice. Let me ask you a question, though.
Hey, that's my job.
Is Sunday weddings is a pretty regular gig up that way?
I don't know. Maybe it was cheaper.
It is cheaper. Probably was. My brother got married on a Sunday last year.
And it's not like they skimped. This was incredible. And they looked
great.
They're very different and like different things, and they like things to be fun. So they had a slider bar. You get chicken, sausage, mushroom, or beef sliders, like White Castle sliders, and had like bacon, all different cheeses and condiments, and they were grilling them up right there. And
that's my type of wedding.
Then they had their normal stuff. They had like a, you know, like an Italian bar with all different types of pastas and stuff and sauces and seafood. And then there was a carving station, of course. And then across the way, there was a mashed potato bar because my sister loves mashed potatoes. It was incredible. All different types, chunky, red toes, all toppings, and they put it in a martini type glass.
Yep. Oh, that's dope. Did they have Yingling though? It's an important question.
No Yingling. I was drinking a lot of Stella that night.
Stella.
Every time I went to the bar, I said Stella.
Stella's not bad though. Stella's good.
It's a beautiful place. It was what a great event, man. I can't, you know, tell you guys how fucking fantastic it was, but it was different. They did the rehearsal the same day, so we had to get to the place early, and then they took the pictures before everything went down.
You know, that is a very polite thing to do.
Well, they really afterwards things get caught up and they want to go to the party, and so but there was a lot of like downtime because you know if you're not in the majority, the big party, but you have to wait for family and then this and that, and you want those fucking shoes. Oh my god. Man, those pictures I have with me with the mean face, it wasn't because I was trying to be a hard ass. My feet fucking hurt.
Yep.
But all in all, the sneakers came on after the ceremony. Definitely had them. I brought them and nobody could tell and nobody was any wiser.
There you go. Nobody's paying attention at that point.
Nope.
Hey, did you have the guy working the slider bar try to like ask him for a double decker? Maybe get like a Grand Mac out of it at all?
Whatever you wanted, dude. If you wanted 17 patties, they would have gave you 17 patties. Nice. That was the rules. You know, whatever they want, they said. And they really put on a fucking fantastic spread. It was a shuttle bus that took us back to the hotel, and they paid for the bar at the hotel to stay open till 3 a.m. and there was the after party, and it's good stuff.
Yeah, really, that's cool. Stuff.
They really went all out, man. Congratulations, and they're going to be going to Hawaii, I think, tomorrow.
Look at that, fancy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
Right on.
All right. Sorry. That's it. All right, that's a wrap. We out. We just enter the wedding, and we're done.
Yep.
Oh, well, I do have a story about me fucking sleeping at my sister's house on Friday on the air mattress, but I'll save that for another time.
All right. Hey, Chris.
Oh, hey.
What'd you get?
Oh, what did I get? I got, and I have no idea why I'm buying these. I just buy them when I see them. I bought three of the Titans Returned Sharktacons, so I have four now.
I saw another one today.
I've only seen them twice. I'm just buying everyone I see. I don't know what I'm going to do with them. But I found one, and I bought it, and then I was at a Toys R Us. You go to Outlet Mall, and they have, like, that Toys R Us Express. It's kind of like a KB toy. They had three of them. I was like, fuck yeah, I want to get all three of them. And then I got – I want to see if I can show it to you guys.
I want
to
see somebody make a ball pit out of freaking Titans Return Sharktacons. Go swimming.
Dude, I'm on it. I'm on it. Everybody send me your Titans Return Sharktacons. And I got the one only thing I got at the convention. I got let me see if I can show it worth a shit here. I got this really cool poster here. I got the theatrical Captain America Winter Soldier poster framed. Nice. It's got a ScarJo on it. It's the main reason I got it. But it's probably my favorite Marvel movie, so
yeah, that's cool, man. It's nice.
I picked that up from my friend who sells comics. I got the same guy I got the book from. So I'm actually going to probably it's a double sided poster, theatrical release poster. Probably going to build a light box for it at some point in time. Maybe want to get some more room. So,
is that something that's hard to find, or you?
Because
you saw it and it was there and everything.
Well, honestly, I saw it and it was $15 for the poster in the frame, and it's a super straight poster. Yeah, and it's the two sided. I don't know if you guys know what I mean by two sided posters, They print the reverse on the back. That way you can light the poster and it comes through with such color. I actually have the Suicide Squad. I'm sure I know it's everybody's favorite movie. I have the Suicide Squad poster in a light box we built right next to it here. That's two sided and lights up really cool. So probably need to get one more in here just to kind of even the room out. I don't know. I gotta figure out what I want to get. But that's it. That's it for me.
Have you always had that Vader helmet back there?
No, I haven't. Actually, that's funny.
He's filling spots.
Yeah, I have a very absent lack of Hot Toys Star Wars figures, as I've sold all of them. So that Vader helmet is just filling space, to be honest.
And so what prompted you to sacrifice part of your dolls?
Well, there was another person in the community that that was interested in some of my dolls. And I tend to be somewhat of a completist to a fault. And I don't know, you guys don't keep up with the doll life very much, but there's a shit ton of Star Wars 6-scale stuff. And there's a ton more on the way.
So you're like, fuck it, I got to get out now.
I got to get out now.
Yeah.
Okay. So you initiated the exit.
I did.
Okay. I just wanted to check to see if this particular collector reached out to you to be like, he needs some dolls in his life, and he was asking to see.
He and I had your exit. He and I had a conversation.
Because if so, I'm going to give him some shit the next time I see him.
Well, he and I had a conversation.
Just give him a brush. Just
the conversation went, I'm thinking about getting into the hero side of this. I said, strangely enough, I'm thinking about getting out of the hero side of this and in general. And he and I, came to an agreement. Bada bing, bada boom. I happen to be going that direction, so I took him with me. Here we are.
I'll tell you guys also, here's a little secret about Chris. He can be talked into selling anything.
Everything's for sale. I mean, honestly, the only thing I wouldn't sell in here is Buzz and Woody, because they're not mine.
I just realized you got a Bane mask down there, too. Is that it?
Of course I have a Bane.
Yeah, look at the bottom right corner.
I wonder what the fuck that was.
It's Bane. Would you like to see him up close?
No, I've got Bane. I've actually got
for sure.
I've got Bane down here.
Everything's for sure.
These are some of the worst Bane impersonations.
Have you guys seen the Lego Batman movie?
I have.
in the Lego Batman movie. That's it's comic book Bane, the big the wrestler guy with the pipes. Except he talks like this. It's very fitting.
That's funny. I'm waiting for a better copy.
Come on, that is Cody's. It is a good movie. But saying that to say, I'm sticking with the DCEU, and I'm on the fence about one of two directions on the dolls. One of them is the Nolanverse.
Okay.
And the reason for that is it's self-contained. It is what it is. There's only so many pieces, and I can't see them really coming out with anything else.
It's over.
Last year they released a piece. They released the Blake Gordon 2-pack with a bat signal. So that was last year, but you know, there's only so many pieces. It would be very expensive to go in on all of it, especially if you get both the tumblers.
Dude, you just want a Hot Toys Morgan Freeman. I know you do.
They actually, strangely enough, you have to. There's third party 6-scale figures. It's a huge thing. So you'd have to go third party for that one. And third party for what did Ra's al Ghul call himself in that? Was it Deckard? What did he call himself?
Would you get that, though? Would you get the Morgan Freeman Hot Toys?
Morgan Freeman Hot Toys figure.
If it had a voice, I would definitely.
If it was just a figure, what's his name? Lucius?
Lucius Fox.
When I was a boy.
Oh, my God, you're good at it. When I was a boy, my father. You ever heard that? Is it Frank Caliendo guy that does all the impersonations?
Yeah, he did.
When LeBron James left Miami and went back to Cleveland. Sorry, that's all the sports talk there'll be. He read the letter he wrote in Morgan Freeman's voice, and it was just it's worth looking up.
I've heard that.
It's worth looking up. But yeah, that's either that or the Marvel EU TV movie stuff that. I don't know. That's a deep hole, too, though. There's a lot of Iron Man suits. I don't think I need that in my life. So, or I might just buy a mutual fund. I don't know. that would be the smart thing. But I will give KJ Sparkles credit when I was packing them up. She's like, but they look so good in your case. Like, yeah, but they'll look better in somebody else's.
Believe it or not, that's why I'm not selling the Mario stuff.
Yeah.
My KJ Sparkle said, no, don't sell that stuff. That stuff's great.
Get rid of all that robot shit.
Yeah.
The robots. Get rid of them.
Get them robots out of here.
The robots out of here.
I wonder if Robot Facts is taking robots. I made a robots reference this week. What was that about? I don't remember. Stupid robots.
Hey, quickly about the weekend. I did hang out with Energon Attic on Saturday morning and afternoon. We had a great time. We went to a comic shop out in Smithtown, Long Island called Fourth World Comics. You can see some pics on my Instagram.
That place looked awesome.
Yeah, it's not bad, man. It's like you don't see these places anymore. It's you first walk in and there was a whole row of like carded figures on walls. You know, nothing super crazy like, oh my God, but it's nice to go into a comic store that was like this, and then you have your back issues and your trades, wall of pops, of course, and then there was some statues, and you know, we were in there for definitely for about an hour. They were definitely watching the camera on us. And then we went to Buffalo Wild Wings afterwards. And tune in to tomorrow's hangout because he has a story for you guys. him and me actually was able to experience Wings with Dust. And then there's the napkin incident. So tune in tomorrow to hear that story.
Uh-oh.
Nice. Something to look forward to for everybody.
Yeah, I hope he just says it right. I kind of surprised him on some shit.
Ain't a thing but some chicken wings and some gold teeth.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I guess we have some news. Mr. Brink has been kind enough to cultivate a bespoke collection of stolen photography to share with the community. Mostly Transformers, or do we want to talk about other stuff real quick?
Well, we
don't have We don't have that boring fast forward section. So
yeah, I do have one piece of non-Transformer news to start that segment. But if you want to talk about something else before that,
go ahead. Let's go ahead and we'll get into. We want to talk about Iron. Let's save that for the end. We are going to talk spoilers about Iron Fist towards the end of the episode. So if you have not finished or don't want to hear spoilers, we will throw up the hootie hoo when the time comes. We'll let the pigeons out and go.
What happened to that boy?
I know in the Facebook group they were wondering when they could start. So I guess we could start it there also. So I'll start I'll start a thread right in there right now, and
I'll go ahead and let everybody know if you haven't watched it yet. Danny Rand is the Iron Fist. There it is. I just said it. I got it out of there.
And so get your Iron Fist discussion going on, all you fucking complainers.
Surprisingly good Marvel Legends figure, the last one they released.
How long until there is a porn called Iron Fist?
Let me look.
It's probably already.
It could be one if it isn't. And I would be interested in looking at it.
Iron Fist.
All right, so as everyone knows, I'm a fan of dolls no matter what size they are of late. And this Mezco stuff, I know it's not necessarily the most popular thing on this panel, but I am I'm all in on these. And this dude right here was probably the most critiqued release from Toy Fair. Would that be a fair assumption, guys?
Yeah. Hey, Logan, get over here. We're going to throw around the medicine ball. The short
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so we got, 1935 YMCA? Uh-huh. Well, you know, he was alive back then, so.
It's like I'm going to meddle in the shot put.
I just... Hey, we're going to go to the Olympics and beat the Nazis.
Beat some Nazis.
Okay, safe to say these shorts got worn out, so to speak. So much to and listen, we say this a lot about third party companies putting out things like let's imagine the Unique Toys blur with the giant crotch piece that they shortened, for example, and we can think of half a dozen other things that have been changed because of feedback. So credit to Mezco, they did some trimmings. Drums, please. There we go. So there he is.
Isn't that the same one?
No,
they're shorter. Just make it the stupid. Why can't they just make it the underwear?
Now he's got boxer briefs.
Yeah, like yeah, keep doing that, Brian. Go back and forth a few times.
Go back to the old one. The problem with that is, okay, you see, they were boxer briefs now, and now they're just briefs. But they're still just a little too...
Why can't it just be like the fucking, you know, the like he's wearing a bikini bottoms?
So what we got to get into is third party Mezco clothes. Jessica, I think you just found the market.
Yeah.
You know, I've got my Shadowlands Daredevil.
Break out my
I've got my Shadowlands Daredevil with me right now. Shout out to Dom for something.
I've been thinking, and I can't find where this is from. Is this just their version, their rendition, or what they want to do? Is this from a certain book I missed, a certain error?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, like,
is this a what if?
Like these,
an error is right.
These Daredevil figures aren't necessarily from any particular book. They're, you know, he's got armor on his shoulders and knee pads and stuff, and he's got a utility belt instead of,
you know what,
just having a spandex. It's just making, in my opinion, it's just making the figures a little more interesting.
I can understand that, you know, you want to stylize it a little bit or add a little extra to it, but I'm trying to where the fuck did this come from?
Go back one, Brian. I just want to look at that other picture again.
The post?
Nancy! No, that one's right. Yeah,
Nancy. Hey, right, he looks like the kind of guy that would talk about robots.
Part of the problem with this picture too is it's really, they did a shitty job photoshopping this thing into the snow, and like then they added extra lighting on it. Like there's a whole lot going on that I just think
it takes away from the feature.
Well, this is Wolverine at the bottom of the Battle of the Bulge.
All right, go to the next one now.
He's right there. You know,
the boots don't look as bad.
You didn't see him in the episode of Band of Brothers.
Yeah.
Let's go get them Nazis.
Go back one more, Brian. Oh, you see right behind his left shoulder, you can see Private Ryan back there.
Yeah.
All cut up.
He's taking out a sniper. Earn it. A bullet. Johnny, if you look right here,
Johnny got his gun.
Caught a bullet in his teeth. Is that supposed to be a cigar? Like what? Right. Can you zoom in, Brian? Zoom in on his teeth.
Oh, Brian's kind of new at this. You got this?
Oh, yeah, can I, now go up a little bit. Yeah, no, he's got a gold tooth. What's up with that one tooth?
Well, look at the hairs on his upper arms.
Yeah, look at his hair on his. Never mind.
Right there.
The hair on his arms does look very Charlie Brownish to me. At this point, I'm just going to tear this thing apart. He's got some football pads for the shoulders.
I'm telling you, man.
It also look like turtle shells.
1930s, Olympics here.
He's making a dash. He's coming for the touchdown.
Throw the discus. What after Nazis.
The and then shot. The mask looks all stupid, like the black and the mask. I understand that's how it's supposed to be, but now it just looks dumb.
If there was a storyline that this fit into, I'm cool with it.
But what if the Nancys had robots?
Nancys? That's what it sounded like you said. Fighting Nancys. Nancys. All right, let's see that next photo again. Yeah, this one's not as bad, but those turtle shell fucking shoulder pads still are. Dude, don't buy this figure, bro.
I've already got a four of them on the line.
You're going to be stuck with that.
No, I don't think so.
Look at his legs are so lumpy. Like a sack of potatoes. Chris is gonna
throw in some Nats.
God, that fucking connect. What does he even need a utility belt for? What is he keeping in there?
Rations.
Doesn't that shit be any bigger?
Bird food.
It's literally the size of his face. That belt better be digital. Better get it.
I will tell you that I noticed it a lot on the Flash figures that came out. These things have some, to quote Bobby Skullface, solid units on them, Mac. If you look at the crotch area.
The Battle of the Bulge.
Yeah, that is the true Battle of the Bulge.
The claws look dope. I mean, I'll give you that. Give you posable hands for these things? Or just like the hands swap out, or does it?
Oh, this will have probably six hands. Yeah. At least three sets of hands.
So they're good with their hand jobs.
And the cool thing about this is they'll release a striped costume. They're doing that with everything.
I know we shit on this figure the first time we saw it, but it's more fun this time.
I mean, it absolutely deserved. Let me get an unprofessional opinion. You're not going to be on camera. Just come here. I want you to see something. All right, put up grandpa pants again. Okay. What do you think about that figure? Okay.
What'd she say?
She doesn't want to be on camera. Fine.
We can't see you. Tell her she's good. We can't see you.
There, it's off. I won't cut it on. She looks like a hobo again today.
All right. Tell her I raised it to $10 then.
Zoom out.
What's wrong with him?
I don't know. What do you think about his shorts?
Oh, that's what that is? I thought he was wearing like a leotard.
Okay, go to the next.
He looks so broad across the chest.
I don't know. We've fallen apart here. Never mind. Our segment has been ruined. Thank you, children.
It doesn't look as bad here. The legs are the legs are the worst thing about all these Mezco figures, man. They should just They should just make busts.
So this is a different leg sculpt compared. Apparently, one of my children is going through a exorcism. The leg they're using a different leg mold than the one I'm holding in my hand. The one I've got in my hand is a lot narrower.
Chris, so the power of Mezco compels you.
He's a lot beefier, safe to say. Anywho,
good luck with that.
I think that thanks. I also have the old man Logan coming too. So,
the ugliest suit Wolverine's ever had. That's the one we're gonna match. I mean,
they should have just said, you know what? Let's just fucking scrap it.
They did that actually, and brought they scrapped their Nightmare Batman, but they're bringing it back now. So a fan.
People bought this. They're like, don't buy anything.
Robots, man, robots. Okay. So, anyways, the point of asking Brian to grab this was that they did make a change based on fan.
Yeah, and that's great.
Based solely on this show.
I mean, shout out to Mezco that they do take in fan consideration. But here's another one. Just make a different figure.
So just throw in a medicine ball. Just throw the medicine ball in there with him.
Medicine ball.
Dude, I can't wait. A tractor tire. I can't wait for somebody to come out with this figure. With the yellow leg pants cut off, and he's just wearing those short ass brown shirts. please just send that to me if you do that.
Oh my God. I want to buy it just to do it.
Just cut all that yellow cloth off.
The one thing about these figures that from what you're saying might be frustrating is these suits are sewn on. You can't, there's no Velcro to take them off or anything.
This figure is just so bad I may have to get it.
So what is what do the limbs look like underneath? Like what does it look like underneath his legs? Are they even painted? Do they even go that route?
I know like the Punisher and the Captain America, the under their soft good shirt, you can push their sleeves up and they've got flesh colored arms.
But do you think in this case, like their legs where it's you're never supposed to see them? Do you think that's painted at all? Or is it just fucking literally potatoes under there?
Literally potatoes. I have no idea. If I could pull a leg off this Daredevil and look at his legs, I would. But I don't know if they come off, so I'm not going to be that guy.
How much is this figure?
That's about $80 retail.
Say, if it was 50, it'd be worth it. 50, I'd be like, I'll buy one from you just to.
You spent $30 on Huff and Paint. What do you know?
I mean, I know a lot, but.
Oh, I know you know a lot.
Knight of Ren in the chat said, Mez, no.
Yeah, exactly. Yikes.
All right.
All right, you want to get to robots?
Let's get into some robots. Let's get these pick.
Nazi robots.
All right, I've got a lot of picks, so just tell me when to go.
Go.
All right, so I just put this in here. This is old news, but KFC, they, you know, no longer a purple face.
That's good. So much better, man.
Looks fucking great.
You know what I'm sad about? That I can't get – now I have to choose. I'm sad that – I'm sad that I can't get all these figures. Look at this guy. You have
to zoom in. I'm zooming in. No, on the guy.
Yeah.
Is his face on the window? I got to take a picture of this dude.
It looks like his nose is smushed up against the glass.
I just took a picture of the guy. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Okay, I'm not going to do it.
I will say this a lot tonight.
I was so close.
I will say this a lot tonight. This does not fit in the confines of the Pinkerton approach, but it is a nice looking figure.
No, I think this figure looks good. The fact that they changed that face, man, is a good job. Like, I'm seriously, I wish that I was still collecting triples in this case because I like this figure. I like the way.
So, if it's better than when you have, move on.
Shout out to them listening.
Looks like it's close. I mean, you got everything's all bagged up here. You got the little football.
This guy's almost going to be here. He's going to be here soon.
What do you guys think about go back one, Brian? What do you guys think about the gimmicks, like the football and the
dumb?
Okay. Don't need it.
Yeah, I don't need it either.
It's unless scale. How big is that football really got to be to fit in his hand? It's like the size of a building or a small car.
Well, right.
Get shit out of here.
So yeah, save me the money. Offer that as an exclusive if you order from so and so, and I probably won't order from so and so because I don't.
I've said that time and time again, man. It's just for them to justify their price points.
Yep. They're tiny footballs. You think he says laces out?
And
it's kind of cool, but if it's something that was well known and it's like, oh my God, he's got that because he's used it 1,000 times, you know? But if it's a football that you saw for like one episode for 2 seconds, I don't know. That's reaching, you know?
And I think this is the first time I've seen the treads painted like this, so I thought that was a nice touch, too.
No, does this have – the treads obviously don't move. Is this any idea we have wheels underneath?
I don't know. Oh, wait. Maybe we can see here.
Yeah, that's what I was
because this would be the bottom, right?
It's looks still like too hard to tell.
There's something here. Some little wheels, probably.
Yeah, but that's not the tread. The wheels would have to be.
This is the bottom of the tank.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is the tread lays flat. So right where that hand is, go over to the left. Too far. Go in between the middle. The space that looks like a zipper, that's where the wheels for the treads would have to be, somewhere in between there.
Well, no, this – well, I'm pointing. But this folds down, right? Like the G1. So this folds down. So – this right here is the bottom of the tank, and I'm thinking these little black things are little wheels. That's my guess.
Go look at the tank mode for me. Just to talk about this, let's just confuse the people that are listening a little bit more. What I'm saying is that I understand. Oh, I see what you're saying. I got you now. Okay.
Here's the wings down here.
Right. Yeah, so then, in that case, I think it would have some wheels right there. It looks good, man. You can't hate on KFC.
You guys, way too long to answer that question.
Let's see, we're having a good time.
Hey, we're not rock rolling over each other. We just got
rocking.
We may have to go to a 4-man crew.
Hey, does anybody know what show this was?
Transformers. More than meets the
eye. Oh, fuck. What was it?
What toy show?
Oh, it was the mid Eastern Asian toy show. No, it was at Chaos something on Weibo. Transformers. I don't know what the fuck.
Was the Robots Explosion.
Hey, speaking of Robots Explosion, total sidebar. Dust, tell us about the horribleness of Voltron on Netflix.
Oh, I heard. I thought it was gonna be great that it was coming back, but I heard it was just like I think Jose said or somebody said it was just the best of.
Yeah, it's the people who are producing the new show. It's like
their favorite,
picking their favorite episode. So I tried one and I couldn't get through it. So
they're picking their favorite episodes or they're remaking them.
Honestly, most of the episodes are on YouTube anyway. So, right. But it's nice just to have it on Netflix. You go.
Don't you think something's better than nothing?
Maybe. Not in non-sequential order for sure.
We're robot fans. We hate everything.
So these are the DX9 War in Pocket.
Yep. So
final bits.
So here's Grimlock. that's the best front picture I could see for Grimlock. Yeah.
I'll tell you. Man, I'm still tempted almost on a daily basis by these little tiny robots.
Yeah. That does not look any better than that one.
It's spread, man. I'm telling you.
With their Computron, I'm just saying.
It was called the show was My Comic 2017, in the Big Chinas.
I got you.
All the robots.
That translates to robots.
Dino bits. Yeah, some more faces.
Which one to get?
See, yeah. I would have photoshopped the ROC hat on that dude. Like, look, we're over there.
Some cool stuff. Yep, there's the whole set. So I expect a gift set. You know, that's how DX9 rolls.
That slide looks fucking great so far, man.
They all look great.
That back leg looks a little weird, like the upper side area. But
is that Hulky? Is that what they call that?
Yeah.
Yep.
Is that who the guy is?
That's the Hulky.
I like these, man. I may be in for the set of these things. I think they're
cool. Yeah,
I like them. I say that, but you know who the fuck.
Yes, we may need to talk about that.
Oh, listen. All I'm saying is 20.
You'll buy them, and then like a month later, they're gone.
Nothing. Hey, you know what? That's fine. I'll GFM it. No problem. I'll GFM today. Oh, here we go. This fits into the confines of the Pinkerton approach.
Yep. So this is a little bit different. I know we've seen this before, but the old one had this thing on here, right? And now they put these guns on here instead.
Is this the Fans Toys one?
Yeah.
And you can see where the diecast is going to be.
Yep.
He's got diecast on the chest, the feet, and not on the arms. That's just
I don't need this to have diecast. I mean, that's fine if it does, but I do not need it to have diecast. Guys, I will be right back.
I'm trying to do that voice, but I can't get just. You want to get that voice and say?
I don't even know. That's not for me.
Come on. Do the nerd voice and say diecast.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the
for $90. It better have diecast. Listen,
that shit better be heavy as shit. Okay,
robots.
90 big ones. 90 smackaroos.
90. You know how many Mountain Dews I can buy with 90?
It better be all made of metal, as far as I'm concerned.
Do you think that they're gonna? Do you think that's all the paint you're going to get on this thing? Or do you think they're going to finish up? Like, looking at the alt mode, not the clear one, obviously, but the alt mode's painted. Do you think it's going to be any more painted than that?
What, the one in robot mode?
Yeah, no, the one in vehicle mode.
No, I think that's what we're seeing there is probably what we're getting.
Yeah, that's my concern, man. That sucks. It's just all plastic, man. I hope to God they don't do that.
Maybe they'll have some stuff picked out in the little things.
You know, I got to say, this is probably the first Fans Toys figure I'm backing out of.
I wish they would put that, go back one more, Brian, but I wish they would put like, or at least make that blue, like the metallic blue, like just put some of that, you know, they have like on that Lupus figure, that yellow paint on there is fucking amazing. And I wish they would do that.
There is a company making an offering that does that for you. We'll see that a little later.
Yeah, but it's not the figure. If the figure looks like shit, it's like,
We'll see. This I just put in here for, because this looks like one of those upscale D DX9 deals. I don't know. It's not Revoltech, but they got it with Revoltech Megatron.
That Megatron looks good.
It looks like Revoltech.
Terrible.
Looks like, yeah. That but looks like, you can tell it's upscaled, right? Because
it looks like one of those things where you buy like all the pieces in a bag and you snap them together and you can swap out like one of those. Does this thing transform?
Like a Revoltech.
I'm talking like those like kids like Marvel build a figure things or like the SNES. Like you can put Spider-Man's arm on Colossus's body. You'd be crazy.
Yep. So beats me. But anyway, I put that in there for people who like that. And this I just put in here real quick. Because it looks like you can put your Diaclone reboot little dudes in here for people who are into such things. There's that thing.
Garura.
I sold at NJCC, thankfully.
You know what I wish they would have did with the gorilla figure right in there? They should have put like an LED or something. Because if you guys remember, that's where you had the spark. The spark was in there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Well, go back and rewatch it. You'll have a good time.
I rewatch it. I've never watched it to the beginning.
You know
it
what?
It would just be called watching it.
I wish YouTube wouldn't flag us because you know what? We could do like a Mystery Science Theater 3000 watching episodes like that. You know what I mean? Let the episode rock, and we just fucking rip it apart.
What is this even from? It's from Beast Machines?
That's Beast Wars. Beast Wars Season 3.
That was the last.
Not a monkey anymore. Now he's a tank.
They started going with the Transmetal line, and they started working more metal than organic.
Yeah, so just what happened was he absorbed Prime's spark because Prime needed to be repaired or some shit, and he morphed into this big giant thing, basically. Yeah.
Okay, I mean it's cool looking. Is that are those pistons like right at his abdomen there, or is that painted? Let's see if we can zoom in. You know, I could probably just watch Bobby's review.
Yeah, these.
I know he put it out today, and I haven't.
Yeah, I watched. That was the first thing I did when I was sitting on a recliner. I was happy to be home. I watched that.
I haven't watched it yet.
These are crappy pictures, but I just want to say you could put the guy in backwards. He could sit in there for people.
Yeah. It's a cool looking figure. I mean, it's cool looking. I just don't have any point of reference for it.
So third-party companies better get up on that little LED light or something throw in there.
Generation toys.
So here's the Jolly Rancher Devastator figures.
Does anybody give a fuck?
Man, I mean, it's cool if you could light it. I mean, it's obviously a novelty thing, but it'd be cool if you could like light it a certain way. If anybody does want a Generation Toy Gravity Builder, hit me up. That's all I'm saying. I have one for sale.
Yeah. I'm interested in this little guy back here.
Can we all agree that Toy World Debbie won the war?
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, it's not necessarily for – they just did everything that people were waiting for. You know what I mean? They said, fuck it. We're going to go the whole new route. The scale. It was the scale.
You think so? You think it was the scale?
Yeah. Because this Gravity Builder isn't bad looking by any means.
No. It looks great. It's just a little too – in here, the word again, stylized. I hate that word. But
right. I think, man, if they were the same size, I may be selling the Toy World. I don't know. I may be selling the Toy World. I like the Gravity Builder a lot. It's just...
All right, 300. Wrap it up, send it.
I mean, you know, I like it more than that.
325.
And, I'm looking forward to getting this little Prime. Looks like they're going to sell him with Megatron, so... But he's a cool-looking dude.
They're going to release him as a two-pack or something?
Yeah, I think it was supposed to be like a bonus coming with their... This is Transformations, I think.
The Transformation. Oh, that's the what was.
Oh, he's gonna come with the Stunticons.
Yeah, supposedly he was gonna be like a bonus with the Stunticons, just like that Megasari was a bonus with this. But I think that's a clear one that comes with the Stunticons. But anyway, they're selling this as a two pack now, which I'm pretty excited about, so I can get this Prime. And this is Iron Factory, so they got their G1. Esque Seekers coming out soon, looks like.
These are cool. That Starscream looks cool as shit, man.
Yep.
I think it works better as a Starscream than like Thundercracker. It seems more because it's the same mold, right?
Yep.
For some reason, Starscream seems true to G1, where Thundercracker seems a little stylized, you know?
I don't know.
The Starscream doesn't seem as stylized.
IDW-ish. Yeah.
You think it's the white? It looks a little slimmer or sleeker with the white.
It's like the turbines on the chest in white. Oh. You can see like all the detailing is what it is. Yeah. They look cool, man. I really do like these. I love these Legends figures, man.
Man, if I could do it all again, that's where I would go.
Yeah, honestly, I think I would.
I don't know.
Yep. And then they got their repaint of their Scorponok. So this
Black Zeric.
Black Zeric.
It's cool. It looks nice.
And then this is the Pandanus recolor of the Make Toys Citybot as Black Zeric.
What's that from? Is that a, that's from Victory Black Zeric?
I think so. I don't know.
Where's Jame when Jame. You need him?
Jame.
Just text me.
Dial a Jame.
Yeah, but yeah, so he's pretty cool.
Throw the kids in the closet for a second. Let us know.
Popping real fast. What are we just popping?
Popping real fast. Yeah, he'll pop it and be like, that. <He's out. laughs>
And now moving on to, you know, this guy causing all this strife in the groups here.
MP36.
36, yeah.
This figure sucks, face dude.
Fucking incredible.
Yeah, so, that face is perfect. That face is perfect, but like...
Yeesh. So this pick here, just pay attention to where the barrel is, because in our picks that we saw earlier on, it was over here. So it looks like you can move it over here.
Or maybe it's like it turns or something. No, I do like the vents on the side of the... Whoa, shit. But look at how you have to tilt it back to do that.
I guess. Yeah, God. So it doesn't slide that way. Maybe you just... Let's see. Which way the... Well, the thing is pointed that way.
It's pointed that way there.
Yeah, and it's... Yeah, so it's kind of weird.
Dude, what the fuck,
man? You can see how a lot of people are not happy with that.
I mean, the back of the thing, whatever. Listen... I understand people are like, who displays it from the back? But my point is, for the amount that you're paying, it should be, for the amount that you're paying, in my opinion, it should be polished. For it to be masterpiece, it should be polished all the way around. Like, everybody's been able to do it.
You're absolutely right. I've always said that.
That's my problem. It's like, no, I'm not going to be displaying it from the back, but for what I'm paying for, it's like, look, if you're going to go and buy a BMW, you want that shit to have leather seats, right? That's because that's what you're paying for.
I've always said that from day one, and then the fucking, well, you don't post your fucking behind squad comes out, and then they start.
Great.
That's good for you.
So you don't sit in the back seat of your car, so it doesn't have to have leather seats like the front seat of your car. Because you're not sitting in the back.
Not back there. You don't need seats.
Why do you need to paint the trunk? Why does the trunk need to be painted the same color?
Fuck it. You don't see it.
You don't drive it in reverse.
There's some pills here.
That guy's stressed out. What's up?
Stressing the fuck out. He's checking his fucking blood sugar and everything.
Hell's the same.
He's like, I know they're gonna say something about that back. I know.
This is a rectal thermometer. No,
it says EMP. I don't know. It says EMP on it. But with that being said, the head is perfect. Like, that was my problem with the Make Toys. I sold my Make Toys Megatron and I kept the Apollyon.
Oh, you did.
I did. One, because I couldn't sell the Apollyon. And two, the head above it, it didn't look right. The head didn't look right.
Yep. So here's
was there's a lot on that thing that don't look right. Just saying.
But that looks nice, I think.
Yeah, that's fucking Megatron. That's not
bad by any means. I mean, it's
a few things. Here's see these angled hip plates finally and being used.
It's a little sloppy.
Yeah.
The top of the chest is really, really ugly as fuck, but
I guess what I look at. So obviously Takara, we always talk about this, but Takara is the benchmark. It's what you go to expect, like, no one's going to do it better. Mm-hmm. And you're starting to see there's numerous occasions where they're not the best doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
They do things that nobody else does. That's amazing. But it's like, you have a company with unlimited resources in this case. And obviously I know they're not going to put all their resources into this stuff, but like, you're the innovator of this whole line of toys. You should be making the best figure out there regardless.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Maybe the team that was worked, this is it. This is what they got, you know? I don't know, but
it looks like there's a finish on it. That's paint right there for sure.
I'm hoping this falls into one of those categories of it doesn't photograph well, but
right.
There's obvious things, flags on the field here.
Right, because for all these things that I'm pointing out that it does wrong, there's so much about it that's so good.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? It's like, shit.
The balances, like, look at the chest on the arm. It looks great.
Yeah, the chest plate looks good. The head is fucking perfect. You know what I mean? Like, look at the poses this thing can get.
It's going to look good.
This is our first time seeing angled hip skirts like that. I think that's cool. A pretty cool idea.
Super Dimensional says in the chat, 60% of the time it looks like Megatron every time. You know, and I know this is beating a dead horse. You know, we've discussed, but wow, that's a great shot.
Yeah, that's wow. And that doesn't make it. That looks good. That doesn't look bad.
Doesn't look bad at all.
Yeah, like the legs look fucking. See, I will say that the legs on this thing do finally. I wish the inside was red, but that's just an aesthetic choice for me.
Well, the inside was red on the toy, but not. They're going after the animation model,
right, bro? And I said, like I said, it was just for me. Like I even know, like in the
yeah.
But I just like that look. It just helps it pop looks a little good. Bit. But it doesn't look bad. It really doesn't.
Remember when we thought we'd never get one because shit's not supposed to turn into a gun or whatever, and they're thinking that's why.
I mean, it's just sloppy on the underarms, but what really, honestly, what could they have done there? Put a panel somehow?
Yeah, they could have.
And, I mean, it's going to be a parts former.
I just laughed that I realized I caught myself like 2 minutes ago saying, this thing looks like shit, and I'm like, man, it looks really good.
Yeah, I know. the matter's on the pick.
I mean, listen, I got it coming.
Yep.
That one, not so much, but.
Like those legs on the outside, that's fucking, oh, wow.
Yeah. That's the thing. The things that it got right, it got more right than anybody else. That's a bad picture of it. That looks
It's too bad we can't take elements from all of them. And like we said this before, and Frankenstein them together, because every company nailed something.
Right.
Now, somebody could just get on the fucking horse and just put it all together.
So you can see here some crazy stuff. They're gonna have to do a lot to make this work. It's pretty. I'm really interested.
Have you guys watched that transformation video that's out there? That review?
No, I saw there was one that dropped this weekend, but I was just so fucking busy. I'm gonna watch.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet either.
I haven't watched it. That looks kind of scary. I'm not gonna lie.
But yeah, man, there's lots of craziness going in here. Really,
yeah, curious. a lot of folding, man.
Look at that sack. Looks like you build the ratchet joint when you transform it. That's like wild stuff. I don't know what the heck that is.
Is that there? I think that I don't know if is that the ratchet or is that part of the like the hammer for the
back? Oh yeah, maybe that's what that is. Yeah, here's the ratchet here. Yeah,
because it looked like it looks like if you go back to where he's standing or if we have a picture where he's standing up, it looks like the trigger is built into the thigh.
It's a little blurry.
Try it. Go back one more. Let's see when it clears up. That's not the one.
Yeah, here it is, right here.
Yeah, if there's
that's a trigger.
Like it is to me, or that's the back of the gun.
Yep.
Which is interesting. Yeah, if that's the back part, I mean, the legs have to fold up quite a bit. Then you know, and that's gonna
open. The legs are gonna open, and there's gonna be like two or three different layers of the shit to fold around.
Yeah, man,
Jose just said, "I'm complaining, but I want it." Exactly, I'm complaining about it, but I'm buying it.
It's a origami former. Origami formers. More than just robots.
And this stuff I think we've seen already.
Yeah.
And you can see the head tucked up in there. It's wild.
Honestly, it's wild stuff. The Make Toys gun mode, other than the handle being too big, was fucking excellent.
Well, the look at the gun. I mean, nobody could get the handle perfect because it's just the proportion of the way the robot is, the robot to the to the gun mode.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I don't think we've ever seen Takara do anything before.
They would have to shave that whole back part.
Yeah.
There's so many panels, man. Look at how many little tiny panels.
Well, how else could they make this happen without it being panels?
Exactly.
No, I'm just pointing out.
I mean, I'm sure we have 1,000 fucking engineers in the chat right now.
Yep. But they would have if they had just kept doing it the same old way, they would have sacrificed the bot mode. Also here, notice the nozzle is straight. Remember in the first picks, it was like bent over or whatever, and people were giving it shit.
Yeah, like, I mean, that's the crazy thing. Yeah. If you're seeing a prototype and it's got a droops in places, like, come on, obviously they're going
to
fix that shit.
Shout out to Russ. He's at a drafting table right now with a fucking T-square and a fucking pencil.
Like, they kind of did this to put this
in. I'm going to fix it for you guys. Save the day, Russ.
But you get all the parts, all the accessories. It's good stuff. And moving on to other Megatrons, I think we saw prototypes for this like 2 or 3 years ago, but looks like it's finally on its way.
I'm out.
Yeah, everybody sold their fucking.
And not because of this. I think it looks great. Yeah. But it's
fucking looks good.
I didn't want to wait, but that shit looks really good, man. If I buy this, I'll have to buy that. Guys, Rammer, I need my Prime back.
I really want to start a Megatron collection.
Dude, now you can. Think about that, dude. Now you can have.
Stop me.
Honestly, I think that you should. I know I'm just saying, but like, think about all the options, even in Legends class. Like, dude, there are so many out there. You could have a fucking awesome looking
collection. Just think how dope a Detolf would look, just all Megatrons.
And they're different enough. Like, dude.
Yeah.
I'll tell you,
too big of a fucking rabbit hole. Maybe one. You know what? Maybe when I'm done with my season 1, 2, and 3, that would be probably an option. Because a lot of this shit would be fucking cheap as fuck by then.
Don't forget to get this guy.
Oh yeah, he's first on the list.
Is that the Bolt Forms one?
Yeah, it's the Bolt Forms. Oh man, it's the
same prototype we've been seeing. Shout out to those guys.
His face looks like one of those performers, you know, that paint themselves silver and then do robot moves when you fucking put coins in his butts. Dude, Dust, remind me afterwards to tell you my idea for a Megatron Detolf. Like all right, cool. Shelf.
It's like good. A setup of a Megatron yeah. setup. No, that means I would if I go all in, I would have to fucking buy the fucking original.
No, but like you again. Would. Oh, dude, you could find that. I guarantee once, especially once that one comes out,
$30.
Yeah, you'll find that MP05 for like $50.
Yeah.
And I saw this on Dame Chalk's page. I have no idea. That's where all these pictures came from, by the way. But I have no idea what this is.
This is that one. Who's making this one where it can? Isn't this the one where it switches from Autobot to Decepticon?
Yeah, is it the MMC one? I don't know.
Who's making that?
But they're way past the render stage. I have no idea what the heck this is. Right?
So maybe it's.
Yeah. Shit. But when I was downloading the picture, somebody commented on it. It's like, who needs an Autobot Megatron? That's stupid. Blah, blah, blah. So I guess they don't read the comics.
I mean, what is this thing? Oh, I guess it turns into a tank. He's got treads on his feet, right?
Yeah. So,
Yeah, and on the back shoulders,
I guess.
It looks like it's pretty straightforward.
More to be seen later, I guess. Shall see.
I like Megatron as a tank. I just think it's badass. Like,
yeah,
I definitely think I found where I'm gonna go after this freaking when I'm done because I'm so close to being done.
And then this is Make Toys Jinrai, which is Power Master Optimus Prime. Just picked up some pictures here of it, and also they're making a galaxy. Cybertron Starscream? I think it was
War for Cybertron.
No. The third leg of the Unicron trilogy, I think, is what this is.
Don't know it.
Yeah.
Cool. Deluxe will be hyped.
Yep.
It doesn't look terrible. It doesn't look terrible.
Yeah, these are out of order, but
it's all right.
Yep. And I'm excited for this. We were talking on Plastic Fanatics. I think they might be coming out with a black repaint. I thought I saw a photo of one earlier today, but I couldn't get it for the show.
Do you know how big this thing's supposed to be?
No clue. I'm going to say probably. Maybe Carnifex size, maybe. Okay. I'm thinking. Yeah.
Does it bother you that the cab on the truck is so tiny? I mean, I understand it's supposed to fit in his chest. I'm talking about for the alt mode.
Yeah. You know, you got to take the good with the bad, I think.
This does not fit into the confines of the Pinkerton approach.
Awesome. Chris is back. I can use the bathroom.
Although it does. Sorry, guys. Work nonsense. It does. It's a beefy piece here. The cab looks annoyingly small.
I just said that.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to ruin it.
No, it's all good. Never mind.
Didn't mean to ruin it. Is this one that same show? Hey, look, it's that Adidas hat guy back there again.
Yep.
Maybe this is like NJCC size. It's all the same dudes in the picture.
Yeah, I mean, shit, they got some good prototypes if it is.
Damn, how many of these did I get?
Do you think that thing? I mean, do you like the way that cleans up? I'm sure nobody's gonna have this in alt mode, but do you like the way it cleans up in alt mode?
This thing is hideously beautiful in my eyes.
Like, look at even the feet just hang out the back of it.
Like I said, it's hideous. It's hideously beautiful, you know, or beautifully hideous, I guess. Yeah, it's a mess, but I love it. And there's more close-ups of that Starscream.
What jazz is that? Is that the Make Toys one or the Toy World?
That's the Make Toys. And that's Contact Shot. If I see this for a good price someday, I'm going to get this.
Oh,
that toy, we did a figure banging on a couple weeks ago. That thing's really awesome.
You need to. Here, hold on a second. I'll tell you in a minute. I'm going to send you a message real fast here, Brink.
And
I passed on one today. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Passed on what?
On that make today's contact shot.
Oh, really?
And it may be sold by now, but I don't know.
It does not fit into the confines. Yeah.
And for those people who are into the super deformed stuff, this is a weird little add-on where you replace the super deformed part of the figure and you replace it with this to make it, I guess, look less deformed. So they did that.
The purpose, though, of it?
I guess, you know, I guess for those people who don't want to give themselves fully over to the super deformed side, you know, there's a little middle ground there.
Brink, I sent that to you. You can check that.
All right, cool.
And Neil, go ahead. I'm sorry.
They did it for Scorponok, too.
So that basically just makes it into a regular style figure, is that?
Yeah, I guess more or less.
I mean, I could see, like, especially with the Legends game being so strong, like, you may want it to be less deformed so it fits in with your Legends figures a little bit better.
Less deformed. You know what I mean? Just sounds so horrible.
And then
go ahead.
We got a Springer.
This does not.
This is that new one, that new company.
Yeah, right? I forget who it is. Hobby or something. I forget what it is.
Trans Hobby.
Plastic Hobby. Robit Hobby.
We should just make shit up. They're not listening anyway. This doesn't look terrible, man.
No.
Does it not look terrible? It looks like they took Alan and just squared him up a little bit.
Yeah, he's not as bulky.
I was like, the pads look funny, but in the chest is a little too big.
I'm waiting on something.
Open play.
Open play.
Oh, it's not Robits.
No, that's the other one. It's Robits Incorporated.
All I know is you put a little, like, some a leather strap here, and put a green hat with a cone on the back, and I think you got yourself a little Transformers Link. You know,
so I see it. You're probably the only one that's thought of that.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say something about, you know, brown shorts and a fucking medicine ball. Hey, Prime, let's stir around the medicine ball.
So there's six different third-party Springers on the market.
Mm-hmm. So what does that tell you?
Six. All right, well, let's go through. Let's just go through real fast since we've got the time. Let's compare. So out of all of them, it looks like the X-Transbots has at least the chest looking the most accurate to the animation.
Oh, scroll back out so we can see the anime.
Yeah.
See, I don't remember it looking like that in the anime.
No, you see, you know what? They use these Sunbow stock photos that aren't really accurate.
Go over to them.
I've always said that from day one. The Sunbow pics of them just standing there isn't 100% accurate to what we've got in the show.
It's closer to the black and whites that are on the
scroll all the way out, Brink, if you would. Like, zoom all the way out so I can see all of it. The Toy World, man, just go home already.
Toy World, what the fuck are you doing?
Toy World looks like a bad copy of the deluxe figure.
I'm not going to lie. That Fans Toys car mode looks pretty bad, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad in this.
It may be the worst. That Fans Toys car mode may be the worst one next to the Toy World.
So do you think, I mean, that's a render. Do you think, and that's all we've seen from them, do you think that they will tighten theirs up a little bit before they release it?
I think they have to completely do it. It doesn't look anything like it.
X-Trans is way off.
You don't think it looks anything like this? No. I think it looks just as bad as this.
No, I mean, look at the way the front, the little grill comes out way too far, and then it's too skinny in the back.
It's got a scoop.
Honestly, it looks terrible. I hate to say that about a Fans Toys thing, but that Ocular Max one looks bad. I know it's going for something different, but it just looks bad.
Yeah, I don't think anybody captured the car mode.
Let's see the X-Transbots.
It's like a dark Mr. Magoo mobile or something. What the hell?
Let's all be honest here for a minute. How many times are we going to ever see these in our collections in anything other than robot mode? Robot mode?
And I think we discussed this before, that there was the one time that we all always remember him. It was in helicopter mode. We don't really recall him too much.
Well, he went from helicopter mode to car mode for like 2 seconds. And
it's helicopter mode always sticks in our head as being, like, you know, the preferred mode.
Yeah.
I know for me personally, because even in the season 3 cartoon, it wasn't really that
I got better things tonight than die.
The X transbots, I'm not gonna lie. I mean, looks the most in all modes. Looks the closest. Look
how long that chest piece is on that open play one. Now that you see them all together,
yeah.
And damn, I never realized how bad that
Talon
looks until you see it. Man, that's a strange looking beast there.
Chunky monkey.
That Alan's great. I got one for sale. Don't let him fool you. Excellent.
I already had one.
Sell him.
Who's it on? So.
Did I buy yours?
No. Maybe. I don't remember. I don't remember where I. Oh, yeah, I remember where I got mine from.
Hey,
I can't trace the lineage on that
one. You know what? There's something here for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's just say if you want a Springer in your masterpiece sized collection, you've got some options.
Even the blind.
I mean, look at
blind have an option.
Look at the helicopters. They're pretty much everybody did a right job. You know? Not too bad across the line.
I have a feeling it's going to be a while before we see this Fans Toys one. I have a feeling Fans Toys is going to be the last company to put theirs out.
Would you not want to be the? This is not a race, in my opinion.
No. Well, unless the car has got it coming.
I'm going to be honest with you.
You know the myth. Well, the companies are doing it. The car is going to have it coming out.
I hate that myth. I still think. I'm not saying this in particular. But if there's a Fans Toys version and a Takara version, I'm not saying I'm getting the Takara version.
Yeah, I was gonna say Takara hasn't proven to be the best option.
You know what Shockwave I have in my collection?
Yeah, I was gonna ask you about that. If you're collecting only Fans Toys, like I guess you just
Quakewave, I guess.
I have the dark purple Quakewave because I haven't had a reason to give a girl flowers lately, so I don't have the official release.
You want swans to show up to your door.
Man, you know, I really...
Is that what happens when you
transform? I really like the Shockwave figure. I really enjoy it.
The
Takara.
I didn't remember you had had that.
Oh, hell yeah.
Go ahead.
That's fucking Toon Tickles, man.
I don't like it. I've got the Fans Toys, and that's all I need.
I have it too.
Fans Toys Hot Rod ever comes out, I'll probably get rid of the official just because...
Yes, without a doubt. I wanted to get rid of it at NGCC. I just didn't feel like transforming it.
All right. So this is Striker Noir.
Plus. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I covered the mic too. My bad.
No, so you didn't.
He covered the mic. Didn't.
Yeah. You didn't. I think you magnified.
I did. I held it like this.
I saw you do it, but it did not.
He covered it in snot, maybe.
I'm sorry, Brian. Go ahead. Tell us what we got here.
It looks like you're going to be building the weapons. They come on sprues.
Oh, great. That's what I want to do.
What do you guys think about that? I will say that this is a beautiful figure. It is an incredible looking piece of work here.
Can mount all the shit on him.
I don't mind building the weapons. That shit to me is fun. Like I did it with the Bruticus that, you know, you could build the guns and stuff like that.
The only problem with it is black... Sprue marks on black are really hard to deal with unless you paint it.
Racist.
You say because even when you click them, they still stress and turn white.
Right.
And then this.
Well, I guess we're on looking at that. Hey, all right.
Well, we're just moving through, right? I don't know. You want to talk about this some more?
All right. What is this? No, that's fine. I think it's a really nice looking.
Yeah.
What is this?
This is
oh my god.
TFC's
the Road Caesar, right?
Yeah, that's it.
The fuck is that? James, what's this?
That's Road Caesar.
He's going to pop his salad and bounce out.
Is it Road Caesar or is it Caesar salad?
I don't know. But one thing here is they duplicated their limbs. I guess they only have like one of these made so far. And I was asking James on Plastic Fanatic, he said that this is only a three bot combiner.
Right.
One for each leg. So then I don't know what the heck's. That's a big dude right there, I guess. And I thought it was really interesting how these legs transformed. Usually, you know, if we're used to combiners, right, the car is, like, this thing's all twisted up halfway.
Yeah, like the hood flips back, yeah. You know, normally. It's wild. It's cool.
Yeah, I got one picture of those. Hey, and then
it's not for me, but it's a robot.
Dude.
Yeah. Now we got a third one.
This fucking thing is so bad.
What is this?
I saw the pictures, but I don't even know what it is.
That's the Transformation Stenicon.
That's the drag strip.
It looks like a goddamn combiner horse.
When I saw the prototype, I was like, it's just mistransformed that back section, but I guess not.
So this is what we're getting for Matt for his birthday next year.
No, dude, he's done with these. This, I do see, it does look better than
I don't see Matt being in the RC next year, so it don't matter.
This does look better than the last photo that we saw, but yeah, I'm officially not.
Okay, and I'm not. Ogechi's in the chat. Did I say that right?
Yeah,
but that's one of them. Ogechi. It's Road Caesar, a three-car combiner, fights Dino King, while Star Saber fights Lio Kaiser. Thank you very much for the information.
Russ the Musk says this looks wonderful.
Cool. Yeah. He shits all over Megatron, but he thinks this looks good.
Russ, save the money. Save the money you were going to spend on this figure and go get your eyes checked.
Listen.
That's Russ, what you do Russ, with that money.
Russ, you know we're getting you for your birthday? Glasses.
Russ, I love you, and I love your loyalty.
Yes. He's in, man.
Don't ever change. I'm glad you're all in on this because I'm not. But moving on here.
All right, so these are a little out of order. I apologize. But anyway, that's the back of Toy World's Blast Off. And I've got a lot of pictures of these, so we can kind of fly through here. But this is Vortex as a limb.
Yeah, it's a limb mode. Wow.
For those of you familiar with Constructor, you can see how they've got all that wrist articulation. So, like, that's all bent backwards.
You know what I like about it, too? Like, the elbow joint in there doesn't look like it's super thin. Like, you know, it doesn't have, like, that combiner curse.
Right.
But here's my concern about it, though, is that they use parts forming to get the arms on Devastator. How tall is this thing going to be? That doesn't have, you know what I mean?
Got to scale with that. I mean, wouldn't it scale with...
It's fucking Toy World, bro. Who the fuck knows what they're doing?
And
yeah, Toy World. They are making
a cup. That's what we have to keep in mind.
And I wanted to point out the combiner piece here. That's the same thing they use for Devastator. So it looks like.
So we have to sand that one down too.
Well, that was for the legs, but this fit in there nice and fine for the shoulder, and so it looks like you can scramble up your stuff if you go all Toy World for your combiners.
I mean, I'm still in just based on the prototype I saw of the finished version, and it looks good. But golly,
this guy's so bulky, man.
Look at this fucking
all this stuff.
It looks to me that it was mistransformed into legs. Like it should be taller. Like if this figure was just, I wish I was a little bit taller, just a little bit taller, it would kind of even out the proportions.
If you could take off the kibble on the legs, it'll look fine. That's part of the problem. If you just take off that shit on the thigh, on the legs right there, it won't
be. Yeah, but even without that, it looks kind of stumpy. The thighs look a little stumpy compared to the chest.
So, Dustin, high school, I was 6'7 and had a 64 Impala. I'm just saying.
Nice.
I'll leave that alone there.
Oof, a little messy in the back, the blades.
That's what she said.
Were girls afraid to date you because you were so tall?
Yeah.
I got a lot of tell me what that thing smelled like.
Did they say, please hammer, don't hurt me?
Well, I did have a nickname, but...
Hey, Chris, did you date a lot of short girls?
It's called Robot.
It was unusually small.
I just dated whatever fell in my lap. Short, tall, you know.
Because my dad, he was short, and he always said that the tall guys in high school always used to steal all the short girls from him, so he'd always have to date tall women.
All right, guys, so what's up with this, man? You hating?
No, I mean,
let's face it. It's going to be in fucking combine mode, but
this doesn't fit. Yeah. I won't be buying it.
It's, in my opinion, the least visually appealing bot out of all of them anyway. Like, that looks good. The helicopter mode looks good.
Yeah,
I'm concerned with the height of the bot, but I guess it doesn't really matter. I'm in. It's fine.
I can't see them going any bigger than they did with Devastator. It seems like, you know, that's it. Was Bruticus bigger?
Man, what if this thing is the size of like the regular combiners? Like the size of like Warbitron's Bruticus.
Well, go back. There's that.
No.
I mean, it's not. I'm just saying.
Hang on. There's their. Listen. There's.
Oh yeah, yeah. Go back.
Cosmos. Cosmos. I have no idea how big that is, but.
Well, it's a little bit bigger than Bumblebee, so.
Yeah, it's Bumblebee size.
So it's going to be 3 Bumblebees.
I'm going to tell you right now.
I got Bumblebee right here. It's going to be 3 Bumblebees.
That based on this, it looks like. So. It looks like the arm's going to be it's shorter than. All right, so their Devastators their Devastators arm is probably 2.5 Bumblebees, and this thing looks to be 2 Bumblebees, if you know what I'm saying.
No, this looks to be more than that.
We'll see.
It looks to be like all 3 Bumblebees, man.
Can I get three Bumblebees on that?
But okay, basically, but what do you guys like? Do you like the look of it? I mean, I know it's bulky as fuck, but
if you can remove this as it stands right now, no. If you can remove those things on the thighs, then yes, I'll be fine with it.
Because it folds. Looks like it all folds in.
I'm hoping that it does get taller because it's the proportions.
Yeah. I just think that it just needs to be a little bit taller in the legs. The thighs just because look at how big that torso is. Hopefully it's mistransformed.
The limbs, the arms on this thing have me nervous about that whole.
But you know what? To me, it's a closer G1 look than Warbitron, so.
Jeez, can you even bend his arms? Even have an elbow in there?
Yeah, and it doesn't seem like these were pulled out, you know? Like, it should be pulled out a little bit more. The arms, you know? They should be pulled down a little bit more.
He's very kibbly. Like, every time you pick him up, you're just going to have to put him down and readjust everything.
Hopefully those rotors come right off his fucking back. Put him in a box.
God damn. Hard the newer.
All right. We got 3 more of these Toy World ones, so... Here's Air Raid. I like the fact that they put landing gear on it. That's a little, you know, thing that I look for. But I never owned the TFC ones. So as we go through this, I'm just something reminds me of the TFC ones for some reason.
TFCs were pretty damn good. It was just the combined mode lacked. The combined mode was a mess. Yeah, shout out the light piping. Jesus.
Yeah. A lot of translucent bits in here.
He's there full force today.
Little piece missing right there.
Light piping here? Yep, I'm here.
Toy World loves their light piping. These things look cool.
They look simple.
Yeah.
Although, man,
that fucking foot in the back. I know it's like they may have went two-tune. Two-tune on that foot right there.
No, I think that's
gonna. Now, this would be the back of the leg, so I don't think I have a picture of the front now, come think of it. But
you didn't get around the other side and take a picture?
No, I didn't. Sorry.
Fuck.
He had a meeting to go to.
The plane was leaving.
I had to get to Connecticut by 9.
But so in this show, you have all these third party people are here showing off their stuff that's coming out, get everybody excited, and then you look over here, like there's a shelf back here. So XSX got invited to the party, and they're like,
we don't have anything.
So there he is. There's continuously variable on display. There he is, folks.
Oh, it's just another version of Toy World.
Yeah, I sold this at NJCC.
That's Toy World of the company, I guess.
It's a huge loss.
Doesn't matter. You got it out of your life.
Yeah, that's SSX Blur, I expect. I never owned it.
I'm excited for these aerial bots, and I am excited for the Combaticons. I really, really hoping that it's going to be if they're nearly as good as Devi looks, it's going to be good.
So did you sell your Warbitron Bruticus already?
No, I tried to at first when the prices were dropping, but I'm not going under 300. But if somebody wants it for 300, it's theirs.
So let me ask you then: you're in for Toy World's Bruticus so far?
Yeah.
Are you then?
I don't mind what it looks like.
So then you're going to pick up their Devastator then? Do you feel like you have to?
Well, the only reason why I'm holding out on Devi was because I heard that Fans Toys is working on theirs.
Oh, okay.
So I want to see what's up, you know? And I'm not saying Fans Toys is the go-all because, look, Seaspray looks like shit to me. Seaspray is probably going to be the first Fans Toys toy I don't buy.
Even because you do the voice, you still don't like it?
I don't like it. It looks like it. It doesn't look like the cartoon. I looked at it and I said, what the fuck is going on here? It doesn't look anything like me. These cocksuckers. I didn't sign off on that.
Oh, so I just caught something in your voice there. Do any of you guys watch Bob's Burgers?
I do not.
No. There's a character named Teddy on Bob's Burgers that hangs out in the restaurant, and he sounds the way you said. I didn't sign off on that. That sounded just like him.
I'm sorry. I was running out of saliva. I had to take a sip of beer.
Dude, I'm crying like I was just at a wedding.
I'm sorry, face. Guys.
Jesus.
I do have to say my sea spray's pretty good, boy. all of my other shit is pretty bad, but that's pretty good.
All right. So this is Firefly from the back. I think that looks pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, the TFCs really look good. They nailed the vehicle mode.
Oh, toy of TFC.
I'm talking about the TFC version, and they really look good in bot mode. They were really good figs.
I like that toy. Like, from what you can see, it doesn't just look like a robot hanging underneath the bottom of a plane for these. Like, it looks like they did a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Now, if they just go half as good as TFC did on their single boats,
it'll be really interesting to see how they handle Silverbolt.
Well, you see their jazz there, and you can see the scale. That's pretty freaking ginormous.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
That's a Masterpiece car. I mean, that's almost twice the length of a Masterpiece car from nose to tail.
And that's pretty on point from a scale perspective.
And it's not too shabby in all reality.
The tail fin's a little.
I just want to blast off in scale.
Go back. Do you have the legs again? Go back to the in leg mode.
I think I all right.
I was thinking about some. So it looks like they'll probably do the same thigh bit then. You know.
Yeah,
that's right.
Thigh bit for the robots thigh bits.
So I'm wondering how it mounts.
I hope it'll work like reverse too.
Listen, with that, if you're doing that thigh bit, it makes it that you can make the core bot. It doesn't have to be all fucking crazy. Like, it can be a lot better because they don't.
I don't mind it. I really don't mind it. I'm over all that bullshit.
All it has to do is just fold up into a square.
Yeah. So just see these two little ports here. So you know how Devastator mounts the legs.
Oh, and they clip around the side, right?
Yeah, that might be what that is.
That honestly was like revolutionary for the combiner game.
Charles said I should do a whole show in Sea Spirits. No, I can't do that, man. I can't do a whole show.
Well, the only way I would do it is if you do Sea Spray and Brian does a what voice were you doing a minute ago, Brian?
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
You do Morgan Freeman and Jisk does Asian Kid Matt, and I'll play the straight man.
Or I could say, Constructicons form Devastator. Ah, here it is. What's up? What's with the back?
The arms look bad, but everything else about this thing looks pretty good to me.
Wow, very chunky.
And, I mean,
the legs, the chest is good. The head is good.
Yeah. Oh, that's why. Okay.
So the arms and the nose cones of the thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's going to be the worst thing about it, man. Look at it. You're not hiding from those things at all.
What's that behind his back? His neck on his back.
The top part of the rocket, probably.
Yeah.
See?
Wow, rocket looks fucking great, though. Look at the limb looks good.
Yeah. I just need it to be in scale. It's not in scale.
Limb looks clean as fuck.
And look, the front of the shuttle will be facing the inside of the shoulder, which I think is accurate, too. Compared to having the shuttle on
the shuttle outside. Mode looks good. Like, this thing looks pretty decent, other than those fucking huge forearms. But
no, guys, you're gonna have to. I'm looking in the chat. You're gonna have to pay for the Sea Spray, boys. Hit up my PayPal. I'll do some Sea Spray.
Yo, bring. How many more photos do we have?
I don't think much more. Let me see. Right.
Just if we're gonna talk about Iron Fist, we got.
You want to hold off to next week?
Yeah, I don't mind waiting until next week.
Oh, no, that's fine.
We're good. We got like 10 more.
Okay, cool.
We'll see where we're at afterwards.
Look, I'm excited for this thing. You know what I mean? Like, there was remember when Toy World first announced their Scavenger and Bone Crusher and stuff like that, and they were like, they looked kind of, everybody was like on the fence. Like, I think it's gonna be fine.
Now, I'm sorry, Brian. Take it back out again. I want to look at the back of the robot. Yeah, there it is. Yeah,
it's not bad.
That dome up there is kind of weird.
The robot.
But look at the arm. Look at the limb. Look at the back. Look at how clean the limb is right there.
Yeah, you know, basically that's what we need to really, really concentrate on. Is what
look, you know, here's the deal.
Let's face it.
Warbitrons was very stylized. I mean, at the time, it was amazing.
It still is amazing. Still is a fucking fantastic fucking set.
Yeah, things got flaps everywhere.
$300 hit me up.
Flaps.
Even do $250 without boxes.
Damn, that's tempting.
But you pay shipping. That's not shipped.
Can you write fans toys on the boxes?
Oh my god, their sea spray sucks. Look at
them. Hey, sea spray, what do you think about
Holy shit. Honestly, it looks like they retooled their Cosmos. Doesn't it look exactly like that?
That's exactly what they did, dude. They like, hey, how many dumpy robots can we get?
Dude.
Dumpyrobots.com.
I can't even say dumpy because it's...
That thing, dude. Honestly, like, never mind. I can't even say it, but that thing looks bad.
Wow, dumpy as fuck.
It's got some fucking... Got some short little legs.
Yeah, he's got some short legs.
Looks like it's a little metallic, though, Jisk, if you like that metallic.
Yeah, you like that.
Just the yellow does, but the blue looks like it's that swirly plastic.
Looks better than fans toys.
Oh! No, false. Nothing. Look at like that blue window. So go to the bot mode, Brink. Look at the blue window. The translucent blue window should be up to his chin. That shouldn't be as fucking. This thing looks like shit, dude. That fucking thing looks terrible, man. Get the fuck out of here with that noise. You buy this over any of the other ones, you're a fucking moron. I'm just kidding.
You know, I see a lot of people buying the Cosmos because
the Cosmos looks good.
It looks okay. And number one, you don't know when X-Trans is going to really release it. And I think people are just going to want that Cosmos. And they might replace it.
Now I feel bad. People are like, I don't think it looks that bad. Now I feel bad. I think it looks terrible. But
what, the sea spray?
Yeah.
Oh, it looks fucking terrible.
The Cosmos looks good.
Oh, the Cosmos. No, the Cosmos, I think you're talking about the sea spray.
No, the sea spray looks terrible.
Yeah.
Cosmos looks good. Sea spray, no. Even this thing doesn't look so bad.
cheese and crackers.
Cheese and crepes.
Huh?
4x6.
Are you almost done?
4x6, Chris.
Get your phone, dude.
Oh, dude, she's mad. Shit.
I'm on the show still. You know that, right? Hi, everybody.
Let's talk about it now.
Yeah, let's talk it out.
4x6. She's mad as shit. What'd you do wrong? Fuck it
with you.
Oh.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, hey, little guy. The whole family's here. Where's the rest of the kids?
Tell me that in a joke.
I don't know. Because I'm doing something right now.
It's getting tense. I can feel the tension from here, man.
You should be able to. You can cut it.
If I was like a guest at your house right now, I'd be like, dude, I'd automatically look at my phone like, oh, someone just fucking texted me.
Look, I got this.
Hold on. Sea Spray's calling. I got to be right back.
Oh, look here. I got a text. This is the X-Transbots.
X-Transbots hoist.
Loving it.
Yeah, it's cool.
Loving it.
Yeah.
It's got thick ankles.
Dust, did you go in on any yet?
No, I didn't like anything that I've seen so far.
Yeah, me neither.
I got the bad cube.
And it's like, I'm like, dude, if I just fucking go in right now with whatever's out there, even the Ace Toys Cliff Jumper, my season one arc bots are done.
Yep.
You know, and then I could get a good jump on season two, but I'm not going to do it. I'm holding out.
All these accessories. This is crazy.
Yeah, see, here you go, justifying the price point. Let's use the plastic and the money to do this, and let's lack on the fucking engineering on that, you know. But look, they have the – what I really like is they have the alien faces from the cartoon.
Right.
That's from the Hollywood episode.
Yeah, how much are these? This one's for Trax. Yeah.
Yep.
I like the Bad Cube Trailbreaker, but I'm willing to sell the Bad Cube hoist to maybe get this thing. I have to wait till it comes out.
Look at that Trailbreaker fucking vehicle mode. It's great.
Look at these translucent lights on top. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. I like that it doesn't. I guess it still has that little car tow thing behind it. The vacuum one really is kind of a little bit of a letdown. This to me doesn't look any better to switch, to go through the hassle of selling one and buying another one. No, for me, since I already have it.
What about the legs?
They're not, to me, they don't look that much better. Let me look at the legs. Where is my guy? I guess the knees, Lou. I don't know. It's not enough for me to care. It's not a figure like I loved anyway, you know what I mean? So like, or a character I loved anyway. So
I kind of always loved him for some reason. He was just very odd, really fucked up looking. The original toy was just fucking trash. Hey, want to throw around a medicine ball? Okay, throw it this way, Logan.
Yeah. Right, let's look at that Trailbreaker a little bit more. I'm not Trailbreaker. I'm sorry. The hoist.
Sorry about all that tension, gentlemen. That was
really take care of what you got, though.
No, that's the thing. There was nothing to take care of. It was just people.
All right, I'm gonna look at the. I'm just gonna pull up a G1 shot of hoist.
If I don't be, I've always hated the lower half of this figure. Like not this well, figure, was, just this character. All yeah, of this
it's,
fucking.
Always, it's supposed to always look like that. Yeah,
I've hated it.
If you go by the normal Sunbow, it's garbage.
Listen, Williams is scared to death over Barry's ankles. Just want you guys to know that.
All right, here I have a direct anime pick here. I'm not going to screen share, but you know.
What kind of anime do you have there?
You know, so this is what we're looking at. So pretty accurate in that sense, you know.
Yeah, so there's the anime, but where's the... Now, Brink, do you still have the photo?
Yeah, you can't go by the Sumbo joint, man.
Which one do you want, Dust?
The Bad Cube does
go with something like that was actually in the show. Not a Sunbow scale pick, because they're not... Yeah, that's the one that I had put up.
That looks worse than the Sunbow.
Yeah, but that's what he was
but
in the show.
But that fucking grapple looks exactly like the MP.
Yeah, that grapple. Oh,
dude, it looks exactly like that. Must be the photo they used to fucking like. This is what it looks like right here. Mm-hmm. The Bad Cube hoist does look exactly like the cartoon. Exactly, yeah. Man.
But the legs are so fiddly, man.
They're not that bad, man. They're not that bad.
Yeah, you know what? Go touch it. Go touch that plastic there, man. And I was fucking with it at NJCC, and I'm like, oh, man, this is bad.
At NJCC, you're touching one that everybody's touched 50,000 times.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? The plastic quality changes because of NJCC.
I think the bad for you, if I'm going to be honest, for somebody that wants that Toon Tickles, the Bad Cube is more Toon accurate than this X-Transbots one.
Wow, what the fuck?
And people want their toys to look like Toons.
And Brian, I have to tell you, man, that's pretty cool how you got all the both screens going up there, man. Look at you.
Hey, man, I do this for a living.
He does this for a living, huh? You show robots all day long at work?
Brink, go to the Google page and then go to that picture, the second one down. Like, you know, they suggest photos. See the second row? Go back. Click on whatever photo you were just on. See how they suggest photos, related images?
Yeah.
Click the first one in the bottom row right there. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a GIF. It actually changed. Oh.
All right, my bad. Because I was saying the image of that right there looks pretty good. What a dumb character. Look at those fucking...
It's hoist! Leave him alone! Don't fuck with him.
Oh, we need to get chairs. Dr. Wu, make some chairs.
Dr. Wu is done.
There we go.
Yeah, that's cool that they added the masks. That's something I know... Something
Bad Cube should have done since they made those fucking figures.
Exactly.
I mean, for real.
But you get horses and shit like that, yeah. You know? I'm going to put horses with them in knights.
But all right. You got to mess with that that Bad Cube hoist, so you've I'll send you mine if you want to mess around with it.
Yeah, I've picked it up, and I was actually pretty impressed with the weight, and it had a nice finish and stuff. But
top half is great, bottom half
Well, that matches the figure. It matches the animation.
No. And I'm not just saying by what it looks like. Not engineering wise. It was the quality wise.
I just feel like I'm gonna have to make you eat your words when you buy that X-Transbots. I'm like, look, you're buying a stylistic version, bro.
Hey, man, FanStoys is making Trailbreakers, so you know Hoist is next. So Pinkerton approach it is.
It simplifies things.
When in doubt, wait it out.
Oh, 7 years later, I have.
Hey, right. Gives you something.
Then I could get started on my Megatron collection.
If Bad Cube's Hoist doesn't fit in their new Huff, they failed. That's part of the animation. It needs to be accurate.
What are we doing here?
Sweet.
Now
we're just killing time.
Oh.
At this point, we might as well wait to talk about Iron Fist.
Yeah, there's no way we're going to get it
so,
in like 20 minutes.
Well, there was some other interesting news. Let me see if I can find it here. So a new con got announced today. Like, well, officially announced.
Huh. Root Canal Con?
Yeah. Well, damn it. I'm trying to find that post to give specifics about it. So I'm not speaking.
Dakota posted it.
Yeah, I know. That's what
Dental Con.
Dental Con. Dental Dam Con.
How many people are watching right now?
Dental Dam.
44.
Okay, so Pete's Robot Convention on June 23rd and 24th will take place. I'm not sure where, because I'm not sure this flyer says where it is. Seriously, it doesn't say where this is. BotCon. They're going to have the BotCon 2017 what would have been set, so you can see it in person. What do you think about that, guys?
What is it? Say it again.
So it's PetesRobocon.com. Pete from
Pete Sinclair.
Sinclair from BotCon fame.
Okay.
Just putting on a convention that I'm trying to find out where it is.
It's in the Midwest or something.
The flyer does not say where it is.
I thought it was like in like Wisconsin or something.
It may be, but nonetheless, the flyer does not say where it is. I'm still. Oh, it's in Cincinnati.
Oh, Ohio.
The Marriott at River Center in Cincinnati, Ohio. Yeah. So you guys gonna check this out?
When is it?
It's June 23rd and 24th. In Cincinnati, Ohio.
What they got in Cincinnati? Was there like a good chili? So
yeah,
but
they eat their chili over spaghetti in Cincinnati.
Right.
Cincinnati. Hey, you know, Greg from Mercy's from Cincinnati. You can hang with him.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be there. spewing hate from every pore of his body.
Greg will be there punching people in the face.
I can't
that sounds like a good move. Get punched in the face by Greg from Mercy for $5. Do that,
Greg, let me know. I'm on the road. I'll meet you there, bro.
We'll set up a spot.
Dude, I can't wait to go tune my radio station to WKRP.
Is there a place in our community today for a second unofficial fan convention? I don't think there is.
What do you guys say? Yeah, man. This one coming up is called RockCon.
Hey, why not at this point? What would you guys listening to the show like to see at the first annual RockCon? We have to figure out when, where, hey, man, and how we're going to do this. But, hell, why the fuck not?
It's only going to happen, man, especially, you know, things the way we're going in NJCC. Come on. We're going to take it over. It's
actually in Covington, Kentucky, which is by Cincinnati, from what I'm reading in the chat right now.
In text music in the chat says ToyCon NJ is June 24th. So,
all right. Awesome, man. That's
going to
be great. All right.
So you guys to go to that. So.
Definitely going. I love that. I love that show.
So we can detour Cincinnati.
That's right. So since we're not going to get into Iron Fist, we'll save that for next week. We can talk about the Justice League trailer that came out Saturday. Has everybody seen? Taking time to watch it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What do you guys think about the trailer?
I'm fine. I've resolved myself to not that I was like super hardcore fan, but like I resolved myself to being okay with how it looks, and I'm looking forward to it.
Nice.
Yeah. All right.
It's cool to see these characters now on the screen. Sorry, not to keep talking, but
No, this is what we're discussing it, so you need to keep talking.
My main takeaway is that's a lot of hot toys to buy in 2020 when they finally come out.
Would you buy that version of Flash if they made a Hot Toys version?
Absolutely.
And the Cyborg? The Cyborg does look a little strange to me, but...
Yeah, he seems the one that'll be lacking out of all. Right.
I think Cyborg will look cool. I think Fish Guy will look cool.
Waterman. Hey, Waterman.
I just think it could be one of those things where they haven't finished, polishing it up yet for the trailer.
No, they didn't. From what I see is we got a lot of the same shit we've already seen before, just a little bit extra scenes from it.
Yeah, I mean,
like the original trailer, like the teaser trailer that we got was Bruce Wayne going and finding Aquaman. So we see a little bit more of that. You know what I mean? It just seems like everything that we've seen before,
it's fleshing it out. And I'm going to be honest, I'm okay with that. I don't need to see every plot device that they're going to use.
Yeah, sure.
I was watching it with Mace. And he said, "What are those bug things?" I said, "I don't know. The random bad guys, because they're not going to kill humans."
No, those are what's his name? Darkseid's minions. Though I forgot what they called them. I wasn't the biggest DC fan, so I don't know. I
thought Steppenwolf was the bad guy here.
I think that's what it's. Well, Steppenwolf is Darkseid's brother.
Okay.
So they're leading up to Darkseid. So basically, Darkseid is DC's version of Thanos.
They'll do Darkseid once they have the full Justice League together.
Yeah.
Once you get every Green Lantern and Superman back, so they make a second movie, that's where I think you'll
get And then that's when it's going to come in. So I'm sure we're going to get this one, and then we're going to get the single movies for everybody, and then there'll be the new Justice League movie where they take him on.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Do you guys feel like they made it a point to show all the jokes? Not all the jokes, but they made it real jokey. There was a lot of Aquaman sees bat. He's like, "Oh, you dress like a bat? All right, I like it." Or whatever. They have all these jokes in it.
Well, it's the appeal. And one thing about the DC movies, they're not really joke heavy. They're not joke
heavy. Right. And I that they're not supposed to be that way. But
I love it.
But I think that audiences are so used to look, Marvel, this is what a comic book movie is supposed to be. Yeah. It's supposed to be action, and it's supposed to be kind of lighthearted. And then here came DC with these fucking dramas. I think they didn't quite know how to deal with it.
They got good movies, and they didn't want good movies. They wanted yuck-yucks,
Because it's definitely dark. It's a dark-looking movie, that.
BVS was super dark. Suicide Squad, at the end of the day, was it had its jokey bits, but it was a pretty dark movie, too.
These feel different though. Even Suicide Squad didn't feel like the first Superman, BVS, the Wonder Woman trailer, and then this Justice League all have that same. They feel like they have the same tone. Where Suicide Squad doesn't feel like it fits.
Yeah, it was like in its own. It's in its own lane.
Let me ask you guys a question. So, in the second Avengers movie, they didn't advertise, and I'll give them credit. They didn't advertise that Vision was in it at all. I mean, he was kind of a surprise. Do you think we'll get a surprise character for the Justice League that's not going to be advertised? Yeah, would you guys be cool if they did that?
I think it's going to be Superman
or Green Lantern or
Superman's coming back at the end, black suit with the mullet. He's going to look like Eugene in a fucking black suit from fucking Dead.
Levy.
He's going to come out like Eugene from fucking Walking Dead.
Think he'll talk like him? That'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be great.
What if it's the Martian Manhunter dude? That'd be pretty cool.
They showed a dude that was maybe that's Martian Manhunter.
I think they're keeping it simple, man.
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised, and I would be pleasantly surprised by a surprise.
We might see a B character. I almost said B side.
It'd be cool if they
Calendar Man.
Yes, Calendar Man would be fucking awesome to be in.
I will say DC has some incredible beak there.
I think that everybody's expecting Superman to come back just the way that BVS ended, but it would be cool if they fucking had Green Lantern and then they just keep it a secret. That would be awesome.
Yeah. And Sunday Heat hit us up in the chat, Parademons.
Right.
Okay, Parademons. That's right.
Thank you, brother.
So another way to say just generic.
Oh, Nightwing, I said that too, but we're just going to ignore him. And have to Parademons.
Sorry.
Fuck you guys. battle it out.
Listen, I'm just telling you guys, thinking back, I'm sorry, but I was just thinking about this Rock Con, if we ever do a ROC Con.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be in Florida. You guys, fuck you guys. You're going to travel to me.
Nah.
Yeah.
It's about time.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay coming to
fuck that.
Some beautiful palm trees and
hotel on the beach.
What week during the year do you have that 60 degree weather? Because we need to schedule for that.
Yeah, it's definitely
dude,
not during.
You
gotta
have it in the winter. You have it in the winter when all you guys are freezing. And you need to get away, dude.
We'll do it in like March.
There's
March
no ponds something. In January. We need to have it in No, March is the time to do it for real.
Yeah.
I'm going back to the trail. I'm really amped for this movie, and I'm not the biggest DC fan. You know, I'm a Batman good dude, and I honestly have to say, and I know a lot of people are going to fucking get a lot of flack for this, but I think Affleck fucking killed it.
Dude, I did too. You know, my older
grizzled, fucking tired of everything Batman. He fucking Wayne. His Wayne is killer. Fucking killer.
And I like the shit comes out in November. It comes out soon. November will be here before you know it.
Well, you know, we get two DC movies this year. We get Wonder Woman, which is... It's soon, isn't it? Yeah.
That look good. Maybe. She's fighting some Nazis in there, right?
Nazis. Maybe the Nazis got robots.
And then we get a Star Wars movie.
Yep. We got a pretty packed. And we got Guardians.
Yep.
Guardians too. That's gonna it's
Spider-Man. Great. Is it Spider-Man this year too?
Spider-Man.
Yeah. Is Thor this year?
Thor's this year.
Holy shit.
There's a ton of movies,
it's
man.
It's a packed roster.
And you know what? And I'm going to tell you guys this right now. If it wasn't fucking for superhero flicks, Hollywood would be done.
Yep, I think you're. It would be art house films. That's all it would be.
No, it'd just be fucking 80s rehabs, remixes, you know, and redos. Because that's all they got. That's all they got.
I mean, Star Wars isn't a comic book movie.
Well, I'm not saying like geek stuff, you know, geeky comic. You know, what are you getting at? The Notebook?
I mean, I'm trying to think what came out that was pretty
good. I can't wait next year. They're going to have the loose leaf.
Dude, right? The new Independence Day? I'm just
the Trapper Keeper.
I watched that this weekend. That was awful.
Dude, all right. Oh, so let me ask you a question.
Terrible.
Because, I got about 30 minutes in, and then that was it for me.
I watched the whole thing.
But what I don't understand is, so, sorry for anybody that hasn't seen this, but I do have a question. So there's a ship in Africa somewhere, right, that these dudes have been fighting for 20 years?
I am the captain now.
Right? Is that correct?
I don't remember.
I was going to say, all right, well, then never mind. There goes my whole...
I thought maybe they were fighting it when they were there. When they were there. Because they were there for a few days, right?
But aren't they still... But didn't it... Before I ask these questions, I probably just need to watch the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
All right, well, scratch that then.
Yeah, I think they were only fighting the aliens when they were there the first time. But
what if they were fighting the AT aliens?
Oh, yeah. That's cool. Boy. What if they had wheels of steel? For those who know, you guys want to? Do you guys want to auction off a figure?
Yes.
You want to auction one off right now?
It's gonna I'm just for to test the waters. I don't know. Let's see.
Let's wait and get some reaction in the chat.
If you want me to auction off a figure, it is going to be the Hasbro MP Bumblebee. This is how I test how this works. So if you guys are down to... I will start from $0 on this.
We've dropped 9 viewers since we started talking about freaking Justice League.
I know.
They're going to miss out.
They're like, no more robots?
I don't think anyone wants this figure. Oh, I have no money. I'm out. All right. Oh, G is out.
So we're going to do a live auction.
That's bad if I can't even auction it. Somebody would have the option to get it. People are saying about, no, everybody's saying no money. You could literally get it for $1.
That's the
I would lose auction. Money on this shit, but all right.
No, let me ask you a question.
Justin L said $10.
Is this a shipped price, or do you have to...
I mean, shit, if it's 10, it's going to cost me more to ship it. If it's $10, it wins.
Catamus said, fuck Bumblebee. I'm out.
All right. Necrohurst says 15. Now we're on. All right. Well, now we'll do it. No reserve. Zero. So it's $15 as of right now. You know what? Line is all 18. Here we go.
All right. We got a live
offer. $2. Hair could be X. It's $18 as of right now.
He's not guessing the price. You have to
$18 is where
shipping
we're at.
Is shipping included?
We got 18. $18. Shipping is included. Right now it's going to Justin L for $18. Who cares if you have the figure? Knight Williams, don't you understand? Just stop talking.
Okay.
All right. Is this it? Any more takers?
How long are we going to go? How long do you got to set a time frame?
18:05.
It's 10:05. I'll go to 10:07.
19.
10:06. You got one more minute. 19. You have one more minute. Right now it's $19.
What you're going to
have. Is this a Toys R Us Hasbro Masterpiece Mobile?
It is the Hasbro Masterpiece. Hold on. Wait. Hold on. I'm going to do it right with the time. I'm literally going to do one more minute, but I'm actually going to time it.
Super Dimensional said 20. We're up to 20. Justin L, 21.
All right, hold on one second.
Holy shit, this is going to be it. Come on, guys.
I'm starting my stopwatch now. We have 1 minute. Here it goes.
Look at your screen. 2023.
No, 21's the lead. Justin L, 21.
Justin L's at 21.
And that's shipped?
Shipped.
Shit, I'm getting in on this.
$21 shipped. It's open to whoever.
24 from the Dust Mites.
Is there a box? Is it 40
Sexton? Yeah, it's got a box.
So I can take it back. So
it's complete.
I don't want it, but I can just take it back to Toys.
Dust's at $24. Dust's at $24.
Come on.
$24. Justin L's at 25. You got 30 seconds left. $25.
Justin, I got you, baby.
Dust is at $26.
I can make a quick 60 right in return.
You got 18 seconds. It's 26 right now is the minimum.
Is Jose involved in this? What is it?
I think Jose's on a fucking
10,
lagging out.
9, 8.
Come on, somebody. 7, I don't want to buy this fucking 6, thing.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That's it.
Fuck!
Sold the Dust Knight for $26.
Trying to help you out here, man.
Listen.
Oh, yeah. Justin said 28.
He missed the mark, dude.
You want to give it a delay?
There's a lag.
There's a delay.
Oh, yeah, there is a lag. Oh, wow, there is. We forgot about that. So Justin right, really Justin won L. it. Justin got it.
Justin L wins it.
See, that's the one thing that if we do a live, we have to remember there's like a 30-second or a 20-second delay.
Yeah. You know what, though? We can go by the minute. So it shows what time people put their comment in. So we can just
say. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Oh. All right, well, look at.
Well, so next week,
Pinkerton put 20.
All right.
No. I said Justin L wins $20.
Look at shelf warmer.
Oh, I'll make an exception for you, pal.
And then, all right. Justin L was like, yo, man, there's a huge leg.
There is. $28. I'll give it to him for $28.
Brian, you want to run through the chat? Who we didn't mention?
Sure thing. So, Aw Jetchy is in the chat. We got. Brian, Super Dimensional. Anno's in there. Cabalta, Lord Shadowkeeper. Sunday Heat. Energon Attic in there masquerading as his real name. I'm not sure. I've seen a lot of people doing that today. Not sure what that's about. Tyler F., Studio Dre. Chris G., Chicago Paul. Let's see. Paul S. is in there. Knight of Ren. Dalton, Daltanians TFs, Tiger Tracks, Breezy Fresh, Hurricane BX, Charles, Strider Lau, Internet Personality Justin L. Congrats, man.
Yeah.
Nice.
In Text Music, who I think might be local to us. So, they mentioned ToyCon and JC.
Yeah, In Text, he does the Fresh Communication podcast.
Yeah, which is good, man. If you guys want to like music out. And.
Yeah, I'm trying to get on there, man. They hit me up. I'm working it out. The wedding's done, so I'm going to be free.
All right.
I'm going to be free.
Make note to self. Fresh communication. All right. KJ Smith, Sam Mead, Lionel M. Hey, Lionel M. Don't let Brave, push you around over on Detox with your questions, man. That was kind of funny. Chat Wayne was in there. Riddler Circle popped in. Ironhide 204. Deluxe was in there. Russ. Cadamus.
Hi, everybody.
Tommy Barricade. Somebody I Googled over. L-Bock. L-B-O-C-K. That's a new name I haven't seen before. Kaz Bricks. And Frank K.
Jumped in right there. Thank you, guys. Thanks for popping in the chat and hanging with It's one of the biggest things I like about the show. Number one, doing it live. You never know what the fuck's going to happen, and we can interact with you guys.
Right on.
Sweet action.
Right on, dude.
Thank you to everybody. You never know what's going to happen on Enter the Realm. That's
Last week we're giving away test shots. This week we're doing live auction.
Listen, you guys, I'm not actually enough shit anymore.
You cheap motherfuckers.
I know. $28 for an MPB. Get the fuck out of here. He's got it though. I'm a man of my word.
That's about all it's worth, unfortunately.
PayPal me.
He's gonna send it super snail mail.
I'll tell you guys.
He'll get there in a month.
I'll tell you guys a secret after this. Hold on.
All right, let's do some where you at's. Where you at's real quick, Brian.
You can find me in the Facebook groups as Brian Brink and Instagram as Brinkalizer.
All right, Jisk.
Yo, you guys can find me at JButtron on Instagram and Facebook, or Jisk1 on Instagram for that art life.
Dust.
Yo, Dust Mites on Instagram, Eddie Dust Mites in the group. Let's see, Dust Mites on the Xbox Ones. Check out my SoundCloud, Dust Mites, of course. You see where I'm going with that. So, Dust Mites everywhere. M-I-G-H-T-Z. You can find me at... Sorry.
That's right. We have to spell, because I have to spell mine too.
Yes, Chris,
you can find me at Pinkerton. Pinkerton, that's PNKR10 on Instagram. And Christopher Pinkerton on Facebook, because that's what my mama named me.
That's,
and
with a K.
That's with a K, by the way. Let me spell it all. P-I-N-K-R. I've spelled my last name so many times in my life. And my first name, I don't even care anymore. You spell it with a C. At this point, I just don't give a shit. You can find Crashbox Customs on all your social media under Crashbox Customs. If you don't want paper cutouts for your dioramas, shots fired. As part of the Cool Table Network, a group of like-minded podcasts featuring Toy Detox, Shattercast Uncut, Nerd Rage Radio, Plastic Fanatics, Figabangin, Beer and Bolters 40K, Stasis Lock, and 8 Weeks. Shout out to the Cobra Law family, Dust, Midi, and Nate. Hopefully got some new music coming soon.
Oh, yeah, we're working on some shit.
They're on
Solo,
the grind.
Solo with a Smile is coming along very nicely. I kind of broke a little fucking dry patch I was going through, but we're doing it.
You can send your What's in the Fucking Box and Shelf Life videos too.
Enter the Realm cast at gmail.com.
You can find the Realm of Collectors on Facebook. The Facebook group is Realm of Collectors. You can follow the Enter the Realm show. Enter the Realm, just give us a like on there. Our Instagram page is at Realm of Collectors.
Realm.
You can find us on realmofcollectors.com, where you can catch some merchandise. We do have rock packs, which is a shirt, a hat. Not a hat. It's a shirt. It's a shirt, a lanyard, a CD, a sticker pack, all sorts of goodies. And
you might as well throw the hat in there and just
$30. We do have the knit cap still available. I know it's getting warmer weather, so you hipster bastards might want to catch a cap. And the glasses, I'm still trying to work out an economical way to ship those to people, because shipping is going to be about as much as the glass costs right now. We did not do photos this week. We're just taking a break since our loyal photoist is not here
in Connecticut,
supposedly. I think he's going for a WWE tryout, what it really is. So Anywho, that'll wrap it up for us tonight. We'll have an unbroadcasted hangout after this. Broadcasted hangout tomorrow night on Tuesday. Is it the week, Brian? I can't remember.
Yeah, this is a
Figabanging week. We'll be on Wednesday right after you can see Stasis Lock on Wednesday on the Bricks on the Dollar channel.
I think Stasis Lock moved their show up an hour.
Yeah, it's 7 o'clock. It starts at 7 p.m. now.
Right. So we got your evening entertainment locked down for the first
half. That's it. Changing time slots, huh?
And then you just drink for the rest of the week until it's
that's
Monday
it. Again. So you know, at one point in time, and I could see this maybe within a year or two, it's gonna be every fucking night we're gonna have something going on.
Yeah,
we're
we're
growing that way.
With the Cool Table Network, you literally do have something. Uh-huh. Every day except Sunday, and come on, you need a break. Besides, wrestling pay-per-views are on Sunday, so no, you guys don't.
That's the night we're gonna do the Sea Spray show.
The Sea Spray.
Welcome to the Sea Spray show. It's Sunday night.
Sea Spray with Morgan Freeman and Amy. Could you only imagine the nonsense that would happen in that?
Matt shows up occasionally.
Occasionally.
Yeah. All right. All right, man. Guys. I'm going to throw the – I guess I'll just – hit me up if you want to be in here for the unbroadcasted, or I'll just say, fuck it, let it be a feeding frenzy. I will throw it in the Facebook group. I don't know how long I'll be on because I'm fucking tired, but I'll chill. Yeah.
There'll be people here right now. Hey, thanks for joining us tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you were here with us, and we appreciate that. Catch you on the flip side.
Flip-flops.
Hate Dude, them. I got some new flip-flops. They're not flip-flops. I
fucking hate flip-flops.
They're, no, they're slides. They're those. Where
are I don't they? Even want Don.
Look, they're those Adidas slides. That like
are your toes exposed?
Your feet. They massage your feet.
Yeah, actually, your toes are exposed. Get the fuck out of here with that shit.
Dude, they're so comfortable.
Your men should not have toes exposed.
But I wear them with like.